Just tell him we need to get the mic stands and we...
We need new mic stands.
So we're not so high like
she's
this.
She's not the boss of me.
Okay.
That's is my life.
Right.
Oh, yeah. He's really... We need to embrace the in charge mode.
Okay.
Because I'm battling. I went online. Are we recording?
Did you diagnose yourself?
I diagnosed myself.
Well, these are my favorites. I'm surprised you didn't call me.
I'm...
Sorry.
How does that go? Guess what I found out.
No, normally there's too much sobbing.
No, today. But you know what? I was really proud of him because I heard him check himself before I had to.
Before he wrecked himself?
Yeah. He called and it was the, like, it's not, it wasn't quite funny, but he thought he was being funny, but there was a little agitation that was true. And he called and he said, during a break, during the show this morning, I said, hello. And he goes, what's your problem? That's how he addressed me first thing.
What?
Yeah. And I don't like it.
No, how, no one would like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, try that on him next time.
May
I speak? Is that too much of a hum? Yes. You know what? I literally looked outside going, what is that?
Hang on. Wait a minute. Watch. Hey, Vibbert, know why it's humming?
Why?
Doesn't know the words.
Oh.
I thought a helicopter was trying to land in the front yard.
Yeah, I'm like going, oh, someone started a mower.
Do I need that light on?
It's up to you.
Because I'm in charge of my life.
Oh, yeah.
You are. It's
totally
up to you. If you like the natural light, this feels nice. This is nice.
Is it all right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of feels like you didn't pay your electric bill, but it's nice.
I don't know what I want to talk about.
These are my favorite. You are.
I don't know what I can talk about. I don't want to make anybody mad.
You can talk about whatever you want.
No, I mean, no one in this room.
Yeah, it's your podcast.
You might as well call this the Chick McGee Show.
I was viciously attacked by a dog 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, vicious is a strong word, but at the time it seemed. But you know how we've talked about, Jess, I'm looking at you. You know how we've talked about we make allowances for people when they...
are assholes?
Yes.
Okay. Which would pretty much be everybody except the people in this room that we work with and know and live by.
As Kathy Lee Gifford once said,
ooh,
brilliantly.
My stomach just dropped into my toes when you started that.
Did you hear me talk about her today?
No.
I was telling the story where I fell through the ceiling in Lawrence, and I fell through the ceiling in New Pal, and they were two distinct and different experiences.
Did you tell that story that
yes.
way?
Yeah. Yes.
No kidding.
Both the story themselves, but the actual the reaction as to who might have been nearby and how they reacted to his dire need.
What do you call that?
What do you mean?
The previous
administration.
Administration.
Well,
yeah.
I got to be careful about administration. Because you're one of the administrations, but you weren't legally administration. So those three I have to keep separate. You know what I mean? And then the other one.
I feel like I was a non... I feel like I was a maybe the head of a charitable foundation. Maybe not necessarily an administration.
Really? And now let me ask you this, Jason. How am I not supposed to take that in a negative way?
No, because you're doing something you love. You're not there because you're getting paid. You're doing something for profit.
What about I thought he was retarded. I'll take him in. And
no, that's not what I was saying at all.
You
I
know
was
what?
Saying, you know what I mean?
And by the way, this show from now on, we will not ever say the R word. I slipped and said that, and I've noticed that. I noticed that on some comedy show they were trying to.
They said it.
The guy was trying to be funny and use the R word, and I don't like it. And I don't like it when people talk about Jeff that way. And I don't like it. So we're not going to use the R word on here anymore.
We had this conversation the other day because the way the terms that have changed from when we were kids. So,
right.
I'm not making a joke, and I'm not trying to be funny about Chick's generation and how much older he is than myself, but I think it's neat that Chick's in his 50s and Jason's in his 40s and I'm in my 30s and Jeffy's in his 20s. So,
hey, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, there's a very good representation here.
Oh, yeah.
So in talking about that...
You know who does this well is Louis C.K. because he takes the F word,
mm-hmm.
not fuck, but the rhymes with waggot. He takes that word
uh-huh.
and explains
and dismantles it.
When yeah. I was a kid, or when Jason no, was a kid,
it was me. Yeah, I mean,
and
even
you were,
me.
You would use that word like, "Don't be stupid."
Okay, yeah. So this is the thing. So it was the N word that people kind of used freely when you were growing up,
mm-hmm.
right?
The N word in my family, yes. You know what? I don't know why. Oddly enough, my dad never used it. That I can recall.
And his partner was a black woman, yeah.
Yes, and I never really...
You never used it?
Used it, because mm-hmm. all of my friends, as you can...
You grew up in a very 50-50 school.
It was a 50, black and white 50-50, and mm-hmm. all of my friends turned out to be... I mean, I didn't seek this out. I had one white friend, and everybody else was black, so...
We had two.
Oh, that's true. I had yeah. two black friends.
So...
Not three.
No. But we were talking about this, and that when I was growing up, it was, so that was the word then, and Jason, you're probably with, we're close enough, I think, in the use of words, but everything, that's gay.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, always, don't be gay. Stop yeah. being gay.
That's gay. Yeah, that's right. gay. That's gay. And that was how we talked. I don't remember saying fag. But I remember Smear the Queer. We played that
Absolutely.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Played Smear the Queer, and that's gay. I always felt like when someone said faggot, there's that hard T at the end, or that GT sound together mm-hmm. just sounded aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like it. Just personally, I just didn't use it. But absolutely, like, we played Smear the Queer. And I mostly played because there was this kid, Jared, that I really liked, and I wanted him to swear my queer. But
smear your queer.
Smear that queer.
Swear my queer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, but I, so it's interesting now because my son is adamantly like, when he hears maybe male friends of mine that don't have families or don't have children still say, that's gay. And Max is like, ugh. Did he just say that? And I was like, yeah, honey, that's just the way they still do.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Our generation has no words left. We just communicate through grunts. Just
grunts that's Snapchat. That's yeah, all you got.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the gay thing came and went already pretty quick with the younger generation.
Yeah. My kids,
they
absolutely
burn through
do
stuff
not.
Really
mm-hmm.
quick.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely don't yeah. use it.
Queer was always, and I think queer kind of got embraced by the gay community. You know,
yeah, as a positive,
as
almost.
A positive,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're and, here, as you we're said, queer,
yeah, here we're queer. Yeah.
Whereas the F word yeah. is really,
it
it's hard to get
aggressive.
Behind. It's hard
yeah.
to get behind that one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember when I was in my little cult type church growing up that my grandpa made us go to all the time, and I remember reading in the Bible, faggot. Do you remember what a faggot was in the Bible?
It's a group of sticks.
Sticks.
Right?
It's, yeah. yeah, it's a bundle yeah. of sticks. And that was always, I was like.
Which to me, I was always.
What?
Is yeah. the, you know, you always wonder what the origin of some terms were. Well, is that mm-hmm. sort of a euphemism for a bunch of.
Get together.
Phallic well, no. penises gathered together.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even
no,
think about that.
Not to get gruesome, but.
Yeah. Ooh, they go. Would,
they, where it came from was.
Oh, they would burn.
Yeah, you went to church horse camp, didn't you? You
yes,
know all about this.
Well, just last episode, we talked about church, horse
and
camp.
We're, by the way, we're all talking into horse cocks this episode. We're very excited.
Don't taint horse camp for me, all right?
Right.
You had a good time at horse camp.
That's all I have. We'll always have horse camp.
Riding okay. Flicka and.
Flicka.
Tomahawk.
Tomahawk.
Writing Seabiscuit and Flicka and...
They all sounded like strippers, though. yeah. Tomahawk and...
Did Flicka Lightning. Have a mother?
If I went into a strip club as a dude and there was a girl named Tomahawk there, I'm out.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh, I don't know. I was going to say, yeah, she sounds dangerous. She sounds like Native American.
Native American?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's Tomahawk. Nice.
Tomahawk.
Hey, bro, let's go to the strip club and get Tomahawk tonight. It's like,
ooh, okay.
Anyway.
No, Jeff actually was telling
oh,
us.
Oh,
yeah.
go ahead.
Oh, now let's get to the unfunny. They would burn gay people at the stake, and they'd use bundles of sticks to burn them. So
oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's how you
podcast.
Know that. Yeah.
And this was the last episode of us four together.
Yeah. No, it's no. That makes. I
but no. Yeah. Did,
well, guess. That was their. That's their. Yeah. I mean, that it, obviously it's negative. And,
huh.
But what was I saying about retarded? Yeah, I
that
said
we're
not
going
to say it anymore uh-huh. because I had not seen it that because I use that interchangeably. Stop being so R word with stupid or silly or, and I didn't.
No, we absolutely said it. That's, I mean, that's what I'm saying is that so I feel like that saying, like we use the terms retarded and gay all the time as a negative growing up all the time. Jeff, are you, because you're 10 years younger than me?
I'd say we use gay. I know retarded was kind of it was out by the time I was.
Okay.
By the time I was getting into like high school and all that stuff. So,
sure, yeah. Sure. Okay.
It was definitely in with my
generation. Oh, absolutely. We said it all the time. Said it all the time.
Yeah. I remember on the football team, plainly, if the coach wanted to get our attention or we weren't giving enough effort.
Sure.
He would say, "All right, ladies, let's go. What's the problem, ladies?"
That's still okay.
And that's still okay.
That's still okay.
Yeah. I say good morning every morning to my coworkers.
Uh-huh.
I'll walk in, I'll go, "Morning, ladies," stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, and there's no ladies. There's no ladies in the room.
Time out. That's TG's go-to. When he walks by a group of people, men usually, he'll say, yeah.
Homos.
Does he say that too?
He's said it before.
Yeah.
I see the homo meeting has congregated.
Really?
He has?
Is that what you ordered?
It's funny.
Does that come with a gay pride button?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Maybe we should cut this part out.
Or not. It's what people say. It's just whatever. Reminding.
Anyway, where was I? With my vicious dog attack.
Mm-hmm. Have we even started this podcast yet?
Oh, no. Shit. We haven't started. Are we supposed to try to not cuss either? Because we're going to be...
Well,
hey!
Where are we live recording to tape from today, Chick?
We're in the Front Room Studios.
Yes!
In beautiful Fishers, Indiana. The now permanent location until I can get my shit together.
Hey, we've got a lead on a studio.
Oh, that's true.
I just got one today. I got an additional one today.
Another one?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, man. This is going to get real interesting.
It's in the back of a building.
What do you think?
It's awesome.
Can you give me a hint to where it's at?
near Roche.
Okay. Yeah.
It's actually a location really good for all of us.
It is?
Yeah.
Where's Roche?
Roche.
96th Street.
You know.
All right. I'll take it.
South.
It's closer than here, right?
Closer than here.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so it's a little bit closer.
It's not 62nd Street.
It's very handy for the three of you.
By the way, if anybody knows
anybody...
But
more handy for you.
Yeah, I'll take it.
If anybody knows anybody at the fine people at Dwell Magazine, can you get a hold of me? Because every house you guys profile in that magazine is amazing, and I want to live there.
I get the magazine. You want me to start giving them to you? Yeah.
Can you give them to me?
Sure.
One of these days, I'm going to... Oh, turn this up. Check out the show. I got some nice shit to say, and it sounds so good. You want to write it down, so when you're back in the hood... We need to announce that if you're in Chicago, June 24th to 25th, Bob Schneider is going to be there. And July, what date is it? 21st? The Rathskeller?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Bob will be there. So, and some formation of who you're listening to will also be there. I know Jason and I are going to try to go to Chicago.
Yep.
Oh, you guys are?
Yep. We're going to try to drag everybody else with us.
Who's that?
You and Vibbert.
I don't know if ever goes to shows.
You do go to a live show?
I don't know. Unless it's John Mayer. I don't see you like, I don't see anybody but John.
Gravity.
Unless it's outside.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Unless it's outside where he can.
Gravity.
Smoke that Doja.
Next time. Yeah, that Kush.
Kush Smoker 69.
Do people still say Doja?
In rap songs, yeah.
Okay.
My cross country coach, we ran into him the other day, and I was like, "Hey, I'm going to have some free time. If you want, I'll volunteer for the team." And he goes, "We can't have someone running beer miles with the name Kush Smoker 69 helping out with children."
Oh, my goodness. Really?
That's true.
Called you on that, huh?
Yeah. They're not children. They're high schoolers.
Yeah, they've been exposed to all that.
I don't want...
They probably know more than you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In Chick's intro there, finally 10 minutes into the podcast, I don't want it to get overlooked. But Jess coined our new location. We finally got a name because we've done, I don't know, 5-6 of these from right here.
The Front Room Studios.
The Front Room Studios.
How did you come up with it?
I thought, well, this is the front room this of Chick's house. And no, but I said, but I thought,
no matter where I live, we're going to have the studio in the front room.
So well. I don't know, but I was like, oh, the front room. I think the kids asked, because the kids are with me. We're on summer break, and they're like, where is it? And I was like, it's at Chickie's house. And they're like, where in Chickie's house? And I said, in the front room. And I was like, the front room studio.
Also, when I was growing up, we lived in, downstairs had three rooms, mm-hmm. and upstairs had three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the front room, mm-hmm. the middle room, and mm-hmm. the kitchen.
Well, every house has a front room. And I always, I mean, not every house, but we have a front room, but my dad actually turned it into his library. And so it ended up being the library. And then I moved the library because I live in that same house now to a different location. It's really confused everybody. I also moved the trash can. And you'd have thought it's been a long national nightmare. And I moved that trash can 10 yes. years ago from where my dad had it. And people still go in the pantry to throw the trash sure. away. Mm-hmm. And I moved it to the utility room that's literally 3 feet away. And people still go in there.
Growing up, what did your parents call the furniture?
The furniture?
Yeah, like.
I think like they went with
sofa, couch,
couch, sofa.
Couch. It was couch.
Can I jump in here? Davenport.
Yes, the Davenport.
No, we went. We had couch. Never. We had couch and we had recliner. That was kind of it.
I still have nightmares of being at my grandparents' house and my grandpa going, "Jeff, get your feet off the Davenport." And it's like, ugh.
Was Thanks, that a brand grandpa. Name? Is that like Kleenex or why do people call it?
I don't
that?
Know where Davenport came from, but my. When I was a kid, the grown-ups called the sofas Davenports. That's how really? I remember.
That word scares the hell out of me.
I think it'll be gone in about 20 years.
I have a former friend Thank with God. The last name Davenport. So that's all I
Joey
think.
Joey Davenport?
Davenport?
No, a female.
Oh, okay.
Remember that's
Joey
in one of the,
Davenport?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's in one of the National Lampoons. I think the original Vacation. Davenport, get in here!
There's a Davenport, but then isn't there...
a chiffonier.
Like, what's that?
That is like a... I want to say like a chest of drawers, but maybe I'm wrong.
Like a tall
that.
One?
Yeah.
We had a secretary's desk.
That's a secretary. Yeah. A tall boy, low boy. Do you have those?
No.
A tall boy was a dresser with a lot
a beer. Of... 16-ounce beer. No.
That would be 16, good, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's a tall boy is a lot of drawers.
24.
And a yeah. low boy is behind a couch with like one or two drawers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Low boy, tall boy, low boy.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a
drink
lot.
Drink cart. Anybody hear of a drink cart?
No.
that's actually coming into style. Like a lot
oh, those
of people,
are coming back, yeah.
A lot of people my age have drink carts.
How about console
really?
Television?
Yeah, because they get them at like the flea market or at the
Right, and they go, I'm going to be Don Draper. I'm going to mm-hmm. buy a drink cart. I'm going to mm-hmm. buy a typewriter and be a real douche.
Okay, right. Hang on a second.
Time out. Mm-hmm.
Who among the four of us just bought a typewriter?
I did.
I have
Not it.
I have one. I didn't just buy it.
I bought a typewriter.
My
he
typewriter.
Was so excited. It got delivered today or yesterday?
No. Really? No.
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Yeah.
But yeah. I had to be there to sign for it, and I yeah. wasn't there.
Did you get it on Etsy?
No, I got it on Amazon.
Amazon?
Yeah, I bought it during the 500.
So it's not old?
Is no, it old? It's new. It's new.
Vibbert and I are watching the race, and he's trying to bid on this typewriter
Okay.
during the race.
You can bid on thing on eBay or Amazon?
It was on...
I was bidding on three typewriters on eBay, and I forgot about them.
Oh.
And I bid on them when I was here. We took a shot every time there was a yellow flag.
I heard that.
So Chick and
yeah,
I were...
we didn't... I fell asleep in the chair, and I woke up, and Vibbs was gone. That's all I remember. And
gone.
Monkey was licking my hand. She wanted to
Are you
go
sure
out.
It was Monkey, or was it Jeff?
Could have been a prostitute. Did we get prostitutes that day? I
forget. Tomahawk
in the house.
So,
How many did you end up buying?
Well, technically, I had four typewriters at one point because I forgot that I bid on the eBay ones, and I ended up winning. And then I was like, I got notifications that said, "Hey, you won! You won! You won!" I was like, "Oh God, I don't need these."
Decline.
So I declined them, and then it goes like the next highest bidder. But the Amazon one, I didn't remember that I bought, so that one went through. So, but I'm glad I got it. But yeah, I almost had
glad you have it, but you don't have it.
I don't have it yet. Okay. I have to sign for it. But like, I was like, what would I do with four typewriters? Like, the only thing I can do is open up a museum for typewriters.
Yeah. We could all...
Get four secretaries is the only thing I could
do. We could all write stories.
Working 9 to 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, and...
Great movie. Mm-hmm. Great movie.
And Jane Fonda.
Does not hold up.
Probably not.
No.
No, you're absolutely wrong. That's that's the first song I ever did, my first tap dance recital.
I think anything with Jane Fonda doesn't hold up.
You're out of your mind. I'm watching Frank and Gracie right now with Lily Tomlin. And
I want to know more.
Jane Fonda.
I want to know more about anything having to do with you and a tap dance routine.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I've seen the curly shuffle thing, but I have not seen the tap dance.
No, we wore our bathrobes. And in the morning it says, or in the morning, in the beginning of the song, it says something about, like, it talks about waking up and working 9 to 5.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we were like laying on the stage with our bathrobes on, and then we like kind of yawn and like stretch like we're waking up. And then 6 years old, rip our bathrobes off.
Yeah.
You know, naturally, and do that. But after that, that was my last, I took tap for a while after that, but then. If you see me as a young girl, I look very Pacific American, and so
Asian.
Yeah, so I took hula lessons for a long time, and
You can have Hulu lessons.
Hula lessons, not Hulu. I mean, maybe if you need to know how to.
I'm thinking of the streaming
service. No, I did take hula lessons. And I would do shows at Union Station.
Is that in Yellow Pages? Like,
she was actually probably giving some sort of hula presentation with her class when I was there hosting the Jerry Lewis Telethon.
That's true.
At Union Station with Dion Willis.
Really weird.
Yeah, we got creepy last time. Brookstone.
Brookstone.
Oh.
Brookstone. I'm not the one who had a picture of her as my wallpaper.
Not when you were young.
Or probably in my brain. But
yeah. No, but then, so probably 1987, 88, I took hula lessons. And
she was 20, 22.
Would do shows at Union Station. And apparently Chick was like, mm-hmm. I remember there being a hula show down there. But I think my dad was real friendly with my teacher because she came to my house and gave me lessons.
I told you the one and only year I hosted the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon here in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
You know me, Mr. Card, Mr. Funny.
Mm-hmm.
So they come back to us, and you have a meeting, actually, before each local break. While Jerry is national, then they come back to us
okay.
and get the phones going. So it was me.
Sure.
Clyde Lee.
I don't remember Clyde Lee.
Channel 6.
Clyde Davis?
No, Clyde Lee.
Was there a Clyde Davis?
Clyde and Dion, right?
And Dion Willis.
Oh, no, I do know who that is.
Clydesdale?
Yeah.
That's a horse.
Oh, okay.
You and Horse Camp.
Budweiser.
What's wrong with you?
No, it's the Budweiser.
It's this horse cock I'm talking into.
So I took over for Bob and Tom because they didn't want to do it anymore. Well, I quickly found out why. But anyway.
Funny how that keeps happening.
So anyway... they come back to us, and your number one goal when you're hosting locally is to get the phones to ring. So it's me and Dion doing a stand-up between reports. And Dion, first of all, is still, I mean, I bet she's 5'10", 5'11". I mean, she's a tall girl. So anyway, we're standing there, and Dion says something, and they come to me, and I'm supposed to, the little cue card I'm reading says, get the phones to ring. So I say, you know, one of the things they told me here at Channel 6 before I'm hosting the Jerry Lewis Telethon is to, first of all, make sure Miss Willis is happy. And secondly, get those phones ringing. And I give the number and blah, blah, blah. So we take a break. And Dion Willis looks at me when we're taking a break. And she goes, did they really tell you that? I'm sorry. They shouldn't have told you that.
Did Dion spell her name Diane? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What
It's spelled Diane, but.
Right.
She pronounced it Dion. Yeah. I think she and Clyde are married now and have like some sort of PR firm or something.
Oh, I thought Clyde Lee was married to Martha Weaver.
No,
Martha came after.
Martha lives in Minnesota with a couple of kids.
We usually
Martha,
do.
Martha.
Yeah. Really? I remember Clyde Lee and Martha Weaver way more than I remember Dion Willis. Yes, that's right. The team that I grew up with. Right. And my mom was Channel 6 loyal.
Oh, yeah. She liked General Hospital and All My Children and One Life to Live.
One Life to Live. Loving.
Yes. Ryan's Hope?
No, I don't know nothing about Ryan's Hope. No.
How can we take a drink so I can get another break?
No, you don't get a break. We're doing this right now.
What did I say?
Hey, so let's pretend.
Anyway, did I talk about my dog bite?
I was just kidding. Yeah.
Okay, let's pretend.
You tried, Jess. You tried.
Good. Go ahead. No, dog bite.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Did you really get bit by a dog?
Yeah. So I'm out here in my easement.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it yet.
Between the...
Are you going to work up to us seeing it?
Because it's silly right now. Between my fence and next door neighbor's fence.
I hope this is not as bad as your dirty toe.
And I... My toe's still a mess.
Okay.
Is it? I do need to see your toe.
You're going to hear this later in the podcast because we recorded that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Chick fell.
I fell trying to cross the street, and I bruised everything in my shoulder.
And he showed us his toe when we were at the track for carb day.
You'll hear it later.
And we're all like, Yeah.
It was disgusting.
It was yucky.
So I've got my headphones on, and I'm listening to Jimmy Pardo's podcast. And I'm going through, because Ruby or Monkey or a combination of have knocked a piece of board out from my fence. So I'm going back with my drill driver and my screw to put the board back. So as I'm walking through, I didn't see him at first, but then I felt him before I saw him, and he's grabbing my shirt, the dog next door. So I feel my shirt rip, and then I feel a pain in my arm, and I go, oh my God, he just bit me. So the next door neighbor's dog bit me. Turns out he's obviously... I don't know what you do because
he's
love
Rottweiler.
Dogs. He's a Rottweiler, and he was guarding people, and I took him by surprise. And like I said, you and I make allowances for. Oh, I'm sure you know the dog.
You know what? No, I make.
And I don't want the dog to be euthanized because he bit me. God, no.
It's one thing to make allowances for people. It's another thing to make allowances for dogs. What you probably should have done was gone over to the neighbors, walked in the yard, pet the dog, let him smell you, and then walked back into your yard. Is what you probably should have done.
You bite the dog back.
Oh, maybe, or that. Or you could have bit the dog back.
This is my turf.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder what would happen?
We're the humans here.
Yeah. Food chain.
So anyway, the dog bites me, and, you know, it's bleeding at the time, and it bruised up, and I think there's still a bruise, but...
Yeah, there's probably not.
Anyway, it looks like a rabbit bit me now. That's
what we said about the toe.
Does it look like a mosquito bite?
But it scared the shit out of me is what it did. Oh, yeah. And so I ran out yesterday and finished my yard because I was like freaking out. And anyway, so here's what it is. There it is.
Oh!
Right there.
No. Ooh, that's a for real dog bite.
Yeah. And can you see the purple around it,
it's
the halo?
It's a good couple inches.
Buzz, I thought you were just being all chick about it. I didn't realize it was that bad.
It does look like a rabbit bite, though.
But it is kind of on the small side.
But it looks like a tooth.
A tooth.
But a big tooth. Right. That's deep a big tooth. Yeah. Like, that's a tooth
he's,
to the gum.
He's a badass dog. Anyway, the owner, evidently it's his dog. Mm-hmm. So he was called away from wherever he was doing. And you need to go over and apologize and all this. I can't imagine what that poor
guy
went
through. Did you
feel
sympathy for him? Because maybe you knew what it felt like for someone to tell you that you should probably go apologize or write a letter or do something.
Get your shit together, mister. Something like that. Yeah. So, no, I was totally, it's like, look, as much as I don't like, I want people to take responsibility for what happened to me, and I don't want to overly apologize for something.
Did you say that on purpose? You want people to take responsibility for what happened to you? Is that what you meant to say? Or was that a little bit of some
Freudian slip?
Yeah.
I don't want to overly accommodate them, but I don't want to not take my role in this. I shouldn't have been in the easement without checking to see if that dog was there
in the yard. Yeah,
on and on and on. You know, I'll take my responsibility. But he went ahead and bit me. So
I'm on the side of we're the humans. They're in our world.
I know.
Let's put it this way: would Monkey have bit someone? Would Ruby have bit someone?
No.
Would little Nora Jones have bit someone?
No.
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 That dog's a trained killer.
But But isn't that how people did feel about Rottweilers at a time? How some people feel about pit bulls now is how they used to feel about Rottweilers.
I think so.
I think so, too. I feel like I remember that being a big deal when I was a kid.
Like I said, I didn't hear him when I walked through because I was listening to a podcast and on and on and on. And I should have not. No, of course not. He shouldn't have bit me, but I mean... Oh, and the punchline to this joke is evidently somebody over there trains dogs for a living. So,
really?
Yeah.
Good work.
So.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's either here nor there.
I know people in my family with Rottweilers and
Pit bulls.
And pit bulls. And yeah, I've never had a problem with either. Mastiffs. Addie's going to get a German Shepherd. I've never been bit by a dog.
Here's what I had more of a problem with.
I assume it's scary.
Is when the dog bit me.
Did you not know how to respond?
No, I was like upset and really.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
You did?
Like hard.
Did you cry?
I cried harder because I was alone, not because the dog bit me. I was very upset that I didn't have. But then you think, you know, that's the self-reliance part of being an adult. I mean, you come into the world alone, you leave alone. I mean, basically, right? So why should I have thought?
No, that's not right.
Why should I have thought?
You don't come into the world alone. You actually come in.
No, you come in alone.
There's a team of people. No. And there's your mom.
Well.
And sometimes your dad.
As soon as they can create some sort of distance and...
Right. No, I don't. No, I don't feel like that at all.
No, and I was madder at myself that I was up. No, it's the old. I was madder at myself that I was upset more than I was upset. I think is why I didn't take it.
That you didn't prepare better.
I guess. Okay. I don't know.
Not to be funny, but you love a good project.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you suck at preparation. Like you could grab something and you'll be like, we're gonna put this through that door, and I'd be like, it's literally three times the size of that door. There's right. No way.
No, we're doing it now.
We're doing it. But there's times that we would move furniture, or we would take stuff out of the truck and put it in the house, or we would move anything, like tearing out a kitchen, and I'd be like, that's not gonna fit through there. Let's turn it this way. And he was like, you're so smart when it comes to this stuff. And I was almost embarrassed, but I realized his brain and my brain are so total opposite.
Yeah.
And I am very, very logical when it comes to concrete things. Yes, sometimes I get a little off emotionally, but when it comes to like, no, because I think, and I do credit my dad, because my dad was always like, look, take a step back, pay attention to what you're doing. What are we going to do here? And I'm grateful for that, because I realize when we're working on a project, I don't know how either one of us would really get anything done without the other being there, but we think completely opposite.
Yeah, he has an artist brain.
Very much. And I feel like I'm creative, but I'm very logical about my creativity.
Yeah, you and I are way similar in that ways.
Yeah. Jeff, where are you?
I'm an artist brain.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys true. Are a lot alike like that, because you're both real sad and... like to drink.
I don't know why that's the first thing you think of.
Real sad and or like to drink. Okay, we like to drink. Sure.
I think we need to
take a break so we can freshen our drinks.
More drinks? Yeah. More drinks.
But we don't like to drink. That's not.
No.
God, no. It's just given the choice between drinking.
You drink to numb.
Or not drinking.
Mm. Given the choice.
Oh, when a dog bit me, half a bottle.
And speaking of animals.
And you use that bottle as an antiseptic, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
That's the first thing you told
Chick's
me.
Vodka.
Chick's
but,
vodka.
But look how nice it's healing, though. See? So.
That's deep.
Flesh wound? Question mark?
Oh, there
Chick's
was,
vodka.
There
Chick's
was
vodka.
Blood everywhere. And then while I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
I go, has he had his shots? And.
That's insulting.
The person said, well, of course he's had his shots. I'm going, I'm sorry. He just bit me.
I'm going to ask that. That's a fair question.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely think that's a fair question. I think that's a fair question. I was by myself once with the kids in the house and was putting up outdoor lights, like the twinkle lights outside around my patio. And you know what I did? I left that hammer on top of the ladder, and then I moved the ladder.
Bang!
And the claw and the claw end of the hammer caught me right here at the top of the head.
Ow.
And I was like, that's not right. And I was like, dang. I was like, that got me good.
Nothing
and
it's going like to
take
wound.
Me, and it's going to, it takes a lot to make me cry. Mm-hmm. I mean, call me a name. I'll cry a lot quicker than a claw hammer to the head.
She's got a pretty good deep threshold for pain.
Yeah. And so I did this and I was like, man, that hurt. That's weird.
Physical pain.
And then I went to pick up the hammer. I was like, I got to get this done. And there was blood all over my hand. My kids freaked out.
Well, mom's recent? Mom's bleeding.
Last summer.
Okay.
Last summer, yeah. They freaked out. And I was like, no. Calm down. Blood's okay. Ooh. Don't be scared of thunderstorms. Like, these are the things I don't want you to freak out about for the rest of your life.
Is there anything scarier than seeing your mom bleed?
I don't know. That's weird that you
said. That sounded, yeah.
I know how you meant it, and okay. I immediately thought what you said, but no. Oh. I think that, no, but I'm trying to think if I ever saw my mom in it, like, injured, and I don't think I did.
You know what? I'm sitting here listening to you two, and I think part of that, when I got bit by the dog, I think part of it was I was really upset, and I was crying, and instead of going, okay, this is appropriate, you're reacting, you know, in a situation, and this is pretty much, for lack of, you're reacting. I said, no, stop crying, you big baby, in my brain, because that's what my mom and dad would do.
Do you feel like you were, I know, and I know, knowing you, I've never seen you not like a dog, so it's almost like a betrayal.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, oh, my God.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Oh, my God.
That it was more hurt feelings almost
that thing.
Dog would, yeah.
I would love to love on that dog, but now I'm scared. I'm terrified of that dog.
But you shouldn't be. You should go over there and you should make amends, you and let him make amends with you.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
I can't get out of here fast enough.
Really?
We're going to have a front room somewhere else, I'm sure.
It'll always be.
The front room studios.
Yeah, because it couldn't be Chick's closet. That just felt weird.
No, that sounds
and it's not. Well, I mean, it feels like a closet because I'm looking at.
But your old closet in your old house was twice this size. Did you know that, Jeffy? Have you ever seen picture? The picture they put on the website? Do you remember it was in the basement?
Oh, yeah. I've been in that one.
Yeah, in the basement. I mean, lined with clothes. And you know those rounders they have at the store for clothes? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you remember round? They don't even have those
racks
anymore.
Is that a rack for clothes?
Racks. Yeah, okay, yeah, like a circular. He had those. Like, he had four of those in that room with clothes in the middle, too.
I was trying to fill a hole, Jeff.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
A puppy mom-shaped hole, trying to fill it with a dog.
Something like that.
Yeah. How you feeling right now about this? Sounds like everything was awesome back in the day.
Well, there was lots of stuff. It wasn't awesome, though.
Yeah.
There was lots of awesome stuff, but life was not awesome.
I didn't want to get bit by the dog. I know that. Oh. But.
Is that how you change subjects? Is that how that goes? Mm-hmm. Okay, good job.
Well, I was going to bring up, at the end of last podcast, I brought up my cat story, which Chick lost his mind.
Oliver.
He's doing well. He was half shaved. And
because he doesn't like to be touched or
no, he's groomed. Fine being touched. He's lazy because I swear his sister took care of him. Then she got blind. He got worse. And then she died, and then he just was terrible. So we literally had to shave a
cat.
That's
what's going to happen when I die. My brother's just going to
shave you?
Have to shave you?
No, he's going to stop. No, I mean, I take care of him.
Oh. So
he's just going to be all mangy.
So I recorded what Oliver sounds like. This is it.
You're kidding me.
This is me coming. This is any of us coming out of the house into the garage. He's almost always right there. And this is what we hear.
He won't come in the house. He stays in the garage.
No, he does. He would love to come in the house. And if he did come in the house, he would go straight upstairs into my shower tub, my tub shower.
Does he poop in your shower?
No. He wants the water. He loves the water that comes out of that shower. No joke.
And he doesn't mind getting wet, or he just wants to lick it.
He wants that water. If I turn the faucet on and turned it off so there'd be some water pool there, he would stick his head under there and the water would just hit his head dripping, that's coming out, and he doesn't care. He loves that water.
That's weird.
Crazy.
I know, he's weird.
I don't pay that much attention to my kids.
I know.
Well, no.
No, I mean, that's kind of a high maintenance cat.
I don't let him do it. He doesn't do it anymore. Oh. But if he happened to get in the house, that's exactly
where he goes.
Okay. He's 18. He's almost 18. He only lived in the house the first like 3 years.
That's nuts. 18.
So here's how he greets us when we come out in the garage. I'm petting him.
Have you seen Pet Sematary?
It sounds like an exotic bird.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So his big treat is he gets tuna. Mm-hmm. Okay, he doesn't like good tuna. He likes junk tuna.
I thought you were
going
to say neighbor kid instead of tuna.
No. We're over the neighbor
kid.
Oh,
junk tuna.
He likes junk tuna, and it has to have a lot of water in it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's probably one part tuna, five parts water.
Sure.
Okay, so, and he know when he hears the
can opener,
he knows. So if we just open cans for anything,
he's
through the closed door, he's losing his mind.
Right.
So this is his reaction when he when I'm bringing him tuna, he knows it's coming.
Okay.
He gets a little more worked up.
Oh.
I think I intro this.
Okay, this is me about ready to take the tuna out to Oliver. Oliver.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
And then
he's eating?
Yeah. It's over.
Nothing.
It's over. Oh. He loses his mind.
Is he fat?
No, not at all.
No? Okay.
Yeah, when we took him this last time, he had lost like maybe a half a pound from his, you know, like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
18, but what is that?
He's almost 18. I don't know. What's the...
I don't think there's an equivalent of cat
seven.
Years.
It might be five or six.
126?
I think cats live a little bit longer than dogs.
See, another reason we need a fact checker. Cat lives.
You don't need those.
Yes, Jeff, you had a question about the cat.
No, Oliver kind of reminds me of Jackson, but Jackson likes ham, so that's...
Who's Jackson?
What kind of cat was Jackson?
Oh, at your parents?
Jackson's a Siamese cat, and...
Ooh.
I don't know how much we can say about that.
I am Siamese.
Why? Would your mother be upset?
You please.
No.
I think that deal fell through, so it's okay. So we're not, that's not an option.
We went and looked at a place to have the front room studios, and the guy had a mustache, and it looked like he had a cat named Jackson.
That's the ship has sailed.
Yeah, he'd go home, and he'd make TV dinners, and he'd just sit there with Jackson, and think, well, yeah, Jackson, my cat, sometimes I... Sometimes I hide ham in my mustache, and Jackson goes on a little treasure hunt.
Oh no!
Yeah, let the cat go through my mustache and find some ham.
Yeah, that happened.
Oh my God!
That happened.
It was better when we were there, and you can see the guy.
I can't. I don't want to play this game anymore.
I love the Jackson thing. I like that a lot. Yeah.
So your cat?
Oh God.
1 year-old cat has reached adulthood in the equivalent of 18 human years.
1 year old equals 18 for a cat.
Well it's the first year.
Yeah, so it says
right.
1 month old kitten is like a 6 month old human baby. 3 month old kitten, 4 year old child. Mm-hmm. There's not really like a 6 month old kitten, 10 year old human child, 8 month old kitten, 15 year old human. And then 1 year equals 18 years. And then it starts going 24 cat years equals 2 human years. That doesn't seem right.
No, 2 human years.
2 cat years is 24 human years.
Right. So they're 2 years old or 24.
They have it backwards then.
Then they're 3 years old, so, they're 30.
Does it go up much higher?
It says 16 human years equals 84 cat years.
Okay, so yeah, what? And it's backwards.
Yeah, it's backwards.
Yeah, 16 cat years is 84. So yeah, Oliver's
holy
like 100.
Shit.
Okay, yeah.
But he's pretty spry still.
He was running
around the yard this weekend when I was gardening. Yeah.
Was he? Does he ever go, you know, away?
No, he stays in the... He knows our yard.
Yeah.
It's like there's an invisible fence or something. He never
cats
leaves the
do
yard.
Cats know. Cats know. We've never had cats. I'm really allergic. But we had some cats that had wandered over from the barn next door. And so we were like, yeah, we could feed some cats. And we saw them for a while. And then we had to get into the crawl space for something.
Oh, yeah.
And we found...
I'm not the one who found the cat, but you're the one who
John
smelled
Mark
the cat.
The...
And John Mark smelled
John
the
Mark
cat.
John Mark
found
the
cat.
Found
the cat. Yeah, I would not
and the
go
cat
down
cat was... Yeah, it was yucky. It was like smushed. I don't know how it got smushed.
Yeah.
But there's still a cat in our neighborhood, and I still contest that it is that cat's sibling from that group of feral cats from the barn. and it has no tail. There's no tail. It has these bare patches all over it, and it has no ears. Like, you can see a little bit, like, of, like, an ear where it's been bit off, like it's been in so many fights.
Okay.
And we call it Ghost Kitty, and it's just, and it's an all-white cat, and sometimes you just see it, and it'll just be chilling in somebody's yard, like, not moving, just laying there, and it'll just watch you drive by as you drive the kids to school. And it's always, yeah, Ghost Kitty.
We had an abandoned house behind our house when we lived in downtown Indianapolis. And we'd go buy cat food, and we'd put it in balls, and we'd toss it on the roof, get the cats all riled up. And then by the end of the night, there'd be about 24 cats on the roof of this house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen that picture of, like, the cat gangbang where they're on a...
Oh, my God.
I'm going to find it. There's a picture, and it's there's... So somebody's like, I can't go to work today. There's a cat gangbang going on my car. And it is. It's a bunch of cats on one cat, which...
Cat gangbang is not in my browser history. There's a lot in there, but cat. Not cat gangbang.
I got off at the exit. I'm going to say, what is that? No, it's 70. 70 in Keystone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. East side?
East side. I get off at Keystone, and I'm going to go right to 38th Street, okay? When I get off on Keystone, there's this dog giving it to a lady dog. Obviously, doggy style. But there's like 10 dogs ringing these two, and they're just standing around watching them.
Get it.
That's weird.
But watching or waiting?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
How long did you stay and watch this go down?
Well, I mean, a typical, you know, you get off the interstate and you wait to turn right until the signal, you know. Well, actually, right until you wait for traffic to clear, and then you...
Okay, here's the joke. There's a picture of a cat gangbang on top of somebody's car, and it says... It says, me on the phone. Yeah, I'm going to be late to work. Supervisor, why? There's a cat gangbang happening on top of my car. Silence. Supervisor, well, can you break it up? Me. Who am I to break up a cat gangbang? They've probably been organizing on a Craigslist for days. So here's the cat gangbang.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And one of them's looking at him like he sees him looking out the window or something, which makes it more.
Why so, the top of the...
So cats do a doggy...
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. The only people who don't do it doggy style are people.
Are humans, yeah. Well, there they are.
Wait, some of us.
Wait, we...
No. What? Well, I mean, optional. There's choices.
Oh, okay, all right.
I mean...
Oh, wait, is a better way to put it is the only species that do it missionary are people?
Multiple styles.
True.
Are people, yes.
But no other species really does it missionary, yes?
Okay, seriously. There's
but
like
don't you feel like when somebody says
three
missionary...
Three cats on this thing.
I know. When you say missionary, do you assume like somebody's like, oh, I did it missionary style. And I was like, oh, you're looking to reproduce then. Because that's the only time anybody does it that way, right?
I don't think so.
No, you can do it that way whenever you want.
Well, yeah.
Well, isn't it true that...
Or it's part of the process anyways.
There's ways... There
might not be the big finish.
There's a rhythm. There's it's choreographed.
There's ways gravity can take the sperm to the egg quicker. Is that true?
Sure. Is that in The Big Lebowski?
I don't know.
No, there's a scene where she's holding up her knees.
Julianne Moore. Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing that.
Mr. Lebowski. That's how she talks.
Yeah, she's
Jeffrey.
Right? Isn't that the part where she's trying to?
She's trying to
be impregnated.
Remember she flies overhead with the paintbrush and she's trying to...
No, I don't remember that part. I do remember the part where you guys needed more drinks.
Yeah, what about that? Are we just going to take a break and play the Speedway hunk?
Is that what you want to do?
Well, I don't know.
Hunk us up.
All I had was the dog bit me.
Well,
that's all
and
I
here's
had.
The thing. If it doesn't play, that means I'll come with an apology
because
the audio wasn't that good. Because we did it on a little Zoom, and it should be fine, but it was kind of weird setting it up. So
look, we need to talk about birds. I came here to talk about birds.
Why? What happened with the birds? Did you get bit?
We'll be back after the break.
We'll be back after the break.
The sounds you hear are of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's Carb Day 2016, the return of the Off the Air podcast. Hi, Jess.
I was sleeping in the grass.
That's part of being here at the Speedway, sleeping in the grass.
Sleeping in the grass.
In the grass, baby. It's a gas can. You dig it.
All I need is to take my bra off and get a get a crop top, and I feel like a
you would think,
a part of the madness.
You would think that it would be easier to find a tank top for a lady here at the Speedway.
There is, but here's the thing: I have a nude bra on.
I'm sorry, did you say a nude bra?
Nude is the color.
It's a nude bra.
And black tank top, black bra, but I just don't like for my bra straps to show. I'm a lady of a certain age.
I hear you. I feel you. I'm the same way when I got the bra strap going. I understand that.
You do?
Oh, it's the president. It's the president.
Who is it for real, for real?
It's probably the governor.
It looks like it's a Cadillac. It's a black Cadillac Escalade and being escorted by the police.
State police were leading as you heard, the motorcycle and another cop in front of the motorcade and another guy in the back. That was a big deal.
That was a big damn deal.
I don't acknowledge our current governor.
Well, I don't think anyone can argue with that, but my point is... And if you're wondering where, that's Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Chick.
Jeffy is getting us vodka drinks here at the Speedway because here's the thing about the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is that if you want a beer, those are somewhat competitively priced, but if you want a vodka drink,
you're basically paying for some watered-down lemonade and a half a shot of vodka is what you're paying, $9.
Yeah.
So now I get why people pack coolers.
You know, that's the one thing. How did we not forget to bring liquor with us this year?
I know how we did. It was 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we left pretty early. That's for sure. We have not seen... This is also part of true Hoosiers, true residents of Indiana...
There's an amateur with a microphone somewhere across the street.
Hey, babe, we'll be back to pick you up later. True Indianapolis residents especially, you come to the track on carb day, the last thing you do is go watch a car go around.
I haven't seen a car in years.
No, I can't remember the last live car I saw go around.
I brought my kids here 2 years ago for the race.
Right. You were here for the whole thing, right?
No.
No, you stayed for the whole race.
Not the whole race. Not the whole race, half the race.
So was it more of a...
That was the last time I saw a car was in 2014.
Was it more of you telling him, you should come and watch the race one time at least? I'm going to give you this option.
No, it was more like free tickets, let's go. So that's what we did.
I've been here 30 years, and I've seen one race start, and I don't know what year that was. I
really?
Want to say 92 or 93.
Were you in the grandstands?
No.
Do they call it the grandstands here, or is that just at the fair?
No, the grandstands.
Grandstands?
There's your southeast, your northeast vistas, stuff like that.
No, that's not. Nobody talks like that.
Yeah, that's right.
It's turn one, two, and three.
Well, they're vistas, though. It sounds very proper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nobody in the turns know anything about any vistas.
It's the vista.
Whatever.
I saw A.J. Foyt in a vista. A 1992 Vista.
Pontiac Vista? What is that?
Pontiac Vista.
Anyway, what I was saying was...
They have A.J. Foyt milk bottles in the gift shop. Like a milk bottle.
With his face?
No, just with his name, what year it was, A.J. Foyt.
Yeah, he won it four times, right?
No.
Yep, 60...
Who's won the most?
Foyt, Mears, and...
Elio?
Three. Foyt, Mears, and Al Sr. have won four. Yes. Elio's won three. Elio Castroneves. You might know him from Dancing with the Stars. Mm. It's a perfect day, though, for carb day. It's perfect.
Feels good.
Oh, as a side note, we are broadcasting from...
The kids club.
I don't know. Kids club, something. I don't think it matters because no one's going to hear us and then come over here.
That's right. We were, hey, it's vodka. Come on now, grab your vodka.
Jeffy. No, I'm getting this. Jeffy, drink yours.
We got a bottle of water.
Where's Jeffy's vodka?
He was drinking his earlier.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh, that is good.
It could be better.
If it were Chick's vodka, I don't know what swill this is in here right now, but...
Yeah, something about a golfer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just trying to find a pair of flip-flops and a tank top.
I can't believe you can't find.
Is that a Jimmy Buffett song?
If it's not, it should be. Vibbert, how have you been?
Good.
All right, that's Jeff Vibbert. We've been running him ragged.
I need to take a breather.
Here's the thing. I'd like to apologize to our listeners and to you three, because I swear to you, I got in the car this morning and I was sure that I had an SD card in a tin of Altoids is where I keep all my SD cards. So we get here to the track, we get ready to record, and I open the tin of Altoids, and what's in there?
Not the SD card.
Altoids.
Altoids.
Yeah. What the hell's that all about? So I need to apologize. So we had to send Vibbert. He went over to the grandstands and... Why did you do that? And made an SD card.
Made one out of some fencing from the 500. And
a little chicken wire.
Batteries, yeah.
Chicken wire and some copper batteries and some... boy, that is nice. I don't think there's any vodka in here.
Yeah, I just got you fresh squeezed lemonade.
I think every city has something like this, though. Obviously not as big as the Indianapolis 500, but I mean, Louisville has the Derby, right? Columbus, Ohio, from where I'm from, has Ohio State football, but it's not like this, obviously. It's not the one-day event, right?
The lines here are insane.
This is the most crowded that I've been. You about ready to start that walk of shame?
It's not a walk of shame here. You fit in here. When you look like I do, and you've been drinking as long as I have, and you fall asleep in the grass like I did.
You know what, though? We need to start.
Local.
What time was your first drink this morning?
Me?
All of you.
My drink, I was there when they opened.
We did a shot.
I was there and I opened it, it opened at 8 o'clock. They started selling
booze. We did Fireball.
O'clock.
No, we did Fireball at what time?
No, we did Fireball after I brought our first drink.
Oh,
Bloody Mary's at 8, Fireball at about 8:25.
All right, that's right. No, I mean, but every city in the country has something like this. Super freaky!
I mean, we literally have hundreds of people walking by us every 10 seconds. It's 100 different people.
I tweeted that we were broadcasting over here, if anybody would like to come
over
and say
hi. And no one has showed
up.
No one has showed up. You know what? No, here's the thing.
Oh, maybe we should parachute.
Watch the people. There's really not many people on their phone.
Oh, that's true. They're walking.
They're just kind of actually here soaking it in a little bit off the grid.
You know, that's what the great Ryan Reynolds said.
What did he say, Chick?
He said that's why he likes to ride his motorcycle, because that's the only thing he can do. He's not on the phone. He's not talking to somebody. When you ride a motorcycle, you need to pay attention or there's going to be consequences.
Okay.
It's forced relaxation. I mean, I wasn't on my. I was paying attention
right
less to my phone today.
You like those bouncy curls?
Than ever. Yeah. What are we doing?
She put some effort into her outfit today. I like that.
Where is it? Oh, she curled her hair for.
Yeah, I don't understand people that curl their hair for the 500. The worse you look, the better you look here.
Yeah, you have to look like you were a part of it.
Yeah.
You got
like Jess.
You got to look like you just changed a tire. Out on 16th Street with a hangover.
God, you're good at those terms, Jess.
I know.
Because I'm looking at you go, yeah, you just
yeah,
changed a tire.
I nailed the look.
We should get this. We got to get these pictures up on the website sooner or later.
Jess, you think you could be in the pit crew?
I could be in a pit crew. I love manual labor. Well, I know I don't look like
Oh, stop it.
Shut up. Mind your own business.
You could not change a tire.
Oh, I guarantee she could.
My dad wouldn't let me drive a car until I could change a tire and oil.
I need to do my daughter's about ready to drive. Should I do that?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you shitting me?
Get
really?
AAA.
Do you know how many times I've, like, trust me, it's way cooler to be in a group of people on your way to Lafayette for a party at Purdue and get a flat tire and be the only person in the car that can
change
a tire. Yeah, that happened.
Some guys would think that's, like, roaring hot, probably.
Well, yeah, you're bent over, you know, changing the
right.
tire.
Your boobies hanging out.
Sweating.
Sweating. Cussing.
Wiping the sweat from your brow.
I was
I was a good 20 pounds into the freshman 15, so it wasn't as hot as you'd like to think.
I don't know. I pictured it.
No, I just like the term.
You're a chubby chaser, so that's fine.
I am not chasing anything.
There's a time.
Oh, God, I want to make sure we all heard the 20 pounds into the freshman 15.
That's like 40. That's like 40 pounds, right?
I was an overachiever,
right? Jason. Oh, God, yeah, you're always overachieving.
It was that damn peony maker in the basement of my dorm that just...
Well, it's a buffet. The whole thing is a buffet.
It was, and you
can walk out with an ice cream cone every meal.
I ate mashed potatoes with everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
That was the best part of my daughter going to college, that they had the most unbelievable flipping cafeteria you've ever... I went over there to eat with her a couple times, and you just walk through and... You load up your tray until you can't walk, really, and it appears free. I know it wasn't free. But
that's what you want. That's what they want. They know that somebody else is probably paying for it, and it's a buffet, and it's good. It's gotten even better in the last 20 years since I went.
Do they still do dorm food where if you don't use it, you lose it?
Yeah, it doesn't roll over.
There's no rollover
meals. Rollover meals?
No, yeah, no rollover meals, no rollover minutes.
I feel like you got five rollover meals at Ball State, maybe.
Yeah, you got zip at Anderson. Purdue University has one of the best cafeterias in the country.
Uh-huh. My sister is a sophomore there, and she works in the cafeteria.
And she weighs 340 pounds.
Just kidding, Jen. No, you don't.
And I'm chasing her.
Okay, that just got weird.
That got really weird.
But we're at the track. It's supposed to get weird.
Sorry, Jeff's chasing her. That's what I mean.
Hey, baby, what's up?
I don't think I've ever been here. This is the most crowded it's ever been since I've been here ever.
Okay, so for the 500 in just a couple days, they're anticipating a crowd of 350,000 people.
Yep.
How many people are here today? 50 plus?
Oh, no. There's got to be more than
that. 100?
I'd say 100. I'm going to go.
I'd say that's more than a Super Bowl.
I mean, look, there's a bus right there. 40 people just got off of that bus. Right. They're still coming in.
I'm horrible at guesstimating crowds.
Well, it's kind of hard to guess right here, but.
I'm still wondering where the people are.
He's got some chops.
I'm still wondering where the people are that I tweeted about. Yeah. They're not showing up.
I get claustrophobic at a football game. I cannot imagine 350,000 people in the heat outside.
Oh, yeah. That's
exactly the desired response she was looking for.
Look at that guy's tries. Oh, the girl. Okay.
He must work out.
Yeah.
No, look at all these. Look, there's 1,000 people right there walking by.
Yeah. I almost got hit by a golf cart when I was going to get that SD card, by the way. I hope you guys really respect that.
Oh, that brings me to my story yesterday. Morty and Audrey and I went to see Angry Birds. Wasn't bad. It was all right. Good afternoon, sir. And
there's those tweeters.
So Jess is adding to her tattoo collection, so I take the kids down to the tattoo parlor, and
No, you didn't. I met you outside of the tattoo parlor is where I met you.
Right you are. So we go to Morty and Audrey and I. We went to a movie, then we went to have pizza downtown. And then just as Jess was winding up with her tattoo, we go over, she comes out. You know, we say goodbyes. They peel out in this pickup truck. And I jog off to my car. And it's a one-way street. I look right the way the traffic's coming. And I think, oh, I got this. So I start to jog, stub my toe on the curb, fall over, go down hard. It's sad, right? I land on my hip. I think I have a hip pointer. And then I land on my shoulder, and I think my shoulder and I reached a mutual separation right there on the street. And this morning, or this afternoon, it's like almost 24 hours later, I am so sore I can barely move.
Yeah, and it's currently 1:45. And we've been with Chick since 5 a.m. He's barely mentioned it. Right, Jess?
Okay, that's what they would say in the bizarro world.
Barely mentioned it.
Not only has he continually mentioned it, he's made people touch his hip uncomfortable, weird way.
Strangers.
Yeah.
Remember some lady you didn't know, you met, and she's a nurse. And she goes, oh, can you touch this and feel it? Can you feel that?
I was trying to score some Vicodin.
She diagnosed you.
Yes, she did. It's like a hematoma.
Hematoma.
What she said. I don't know what the hell that is.
Have you looked at it? Is it bruised?
No, it's not bruised yet. I'm sure it will be, but it's not.
Maybe it's bruised now. When's the last time you looked?
Should we look?
Let's pull it down right now. Also,
Jess, have you seen it?
No.
Okay. What's your vodka? Don't kick it over.
Oh, those are just lemons.
Hematoma, more like shematoma.
Don't go that way.
Let's not be sexist.
Charles, don't go that. Oh yeah, we got one working. Oh!
Oh no!
Where?
Right there.
Right here?
I can't see it.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, that's a bruise.
All right. Oh, it's coming.
It's blue.
In the next 2 days, that's going to be
ugly.
And
oh,
huge.
My gosh.
Yeah, you're probably going to die.
And I believe you fell.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Just hold on to that thought. I'm going to die?
What the hell?
Yeah, you're going to die for sure.
For sure. You haven't heard?
Let's look at my toe. I haven't looked at my toe either.
The hip bruise death is what they call it.
So you hit the toe first?
This one, yeah. I was wearing these black market Yeezys that I got on Instagram.
Yeah, he wouldn't shut up about those either.
Oh my gosh, that looks terrible.
Check that noise out.
That might be
broken. I can't believe you really did it. That's broken. But everything that you hurt, your shoulder, hip, and toe, you can't do anything about.
I cannot. There's nothing Hawkeye Pierce could not do anything with any of my injuries.
I mean, that looks like you just jumped and kicked a curb barefoot.
I've never seen a toe bruise like
that's
that.
That's gross.
This toe has been broken before. This is the toe that was famously broken in the foundry when I worked at Otis Elevator.
Oh, so this it's broken 40 years ago?
Oh, yeah, we need to get this. We're taking a picture of this. Going to put it up on the social platform, the media platform. That is just an amazing color, too.
Stop moving.
Damn.
Like, really stop moving.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, take the picture today, will you?
Oh, man.
I had no idea. That is something else, right?
How's your shoulder?
Oh, it hurts beyond. I'm trying. I know what you guys are thinking. That, as Jess would say, I'm a big whiny baby. But
he's not a big whiny baby. He's a big clumsy baby.
Oh, man. Every time I breathe, my shoulder hurts.
I don't bruise. Do you guys bruise?
That's
are you easy bruisers?
That's not true at
When have you seen me bruise? Do you know the last time I bruised is when Dusty Privet taught me to play drums on the road when we were traveling? And that's the Port Pistols drummer. And for the whole weekend, I just banged the drumsticks on my hips and my thighs, and I had bruises.
And that's what I was going to ask if your inner thighs bruise.
Yeah, they
Chick is like a peach, just soft, delicate
he
skin.
He is.
Bruises at contact.
Oh,
yeah, that's
man.
Broken, dude.
Here's the thing. That toe doesn't. You know how your finger. Everybody, look at your index finger.
Did you get hit by a car? Did you trip?
And curl it up like that. Okay. That toe, because it was broken, healed differently. So it only.
It's straight.
It's straight. It doesn't.
Kind of a Hitler toe.
Right.
But you have a finger like that too.
Yeah, that's true.
He has a finger that
toe doesn't bend. So I don't know. That thing might be like screwed up. But there's nothing you can do for it, right?
But amputation, that might be the only thing we have going for it.
Then you fall over more.
I need my big toe.
Jeff, yeah, your dad's a doctor. What do you think he'll do?
He's probably going to cut up your whole leg.
Mm-hmm. He's a dentist, okay? Yeah.
It's an
Daddy
MD.
Bibbs
it doesn't
dentist,
matter. They have to learn everything.
Okay, I got to tell you, I thought this was going to be funny when I showed you my toe, but that's alarming.
I agree.
That is purple.
And it's going to, we need to get a day-by-day update on this.
Where were you? What intersection were you at when you tripped? I'm just curious.
You know where Masterworks is on Virginia.
That's the tattoo parlor.
Tattoo parlor.
Mm-hmm.
You go straight across.
Yeah.
And there's
that's actually the Indy 500 Festival building.
You're right past the Festival Committee building.
Are you going to Scotty's or are you going towards Virginia, down Virginia Avenue? Which way are you going?
I'm going south, across that parking lot.
You're
to
the south?
Next street.
Okay.
To the next one-way street. And I don't know what that is.
It's not South Street, but yeah.
And the car was parked there, the pace car that I stole, that I ended up returning at 10:30 at night. And
thanks, John.
Oh, if anybody listens to this podcast and pays any attention whatsoever. And then, yeah, I thought, okay, I can zip across there before all the cars come. And I stubbed.
On the curb?
Stubbed my toe on the curb and bang, right in.
Going down to the street.
There must have been like a flat sidewalk surface and then a raised curb by the sidewalk. That's where I tripped. I'd like to go back and re-examine it.
I would too. I would like to.
Dealey Plaza to find out what really happened.
I want to know what happened too.
Damn. That is really like awful.
That's pretty.
I knew it was going to. And it wasn't too bad when I woke up this morning, but then I realized I hadn't been asleep like 3 hours. No, it did not have a chance.
That's pretty disgusting. I'm not going to lie.
But it doesn't hurt as much now as it did this morning. It doesn't hurt as bad.
Well, because you've been, drinking a lot of alcohol. Alcohol is a little bit of a numbing agent.
Physically, emotionally.
Emotionally, physically, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially emotionally.
Can't beat it.
Are we done with toe talk or should we keep going?
I'm just updating people on my day.
Do you want us to yell out into the crowd to see if anyone out there's a doctor or anything to look at your toe?
I bet there's a lot of gynecologists out there or claim to be.
Amateur gynecologist.
I've seen that T-shirt twice today, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Really? Yeah.
You know what my favorite T-shirt is? Like
I'm not a doctor, but I'll take a look.
That's good.
That's
but,
a good one.
FBI, female body inspector.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's hilarious.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I have an array of T-shirts that I had to. I didn't pick any T-shirts with words today, but today is a day that you would wear a funny T-shirt, right?
That's right.
I have y'all need Jesus. I almost wore that one.
Which one?
Y'all need Jesus. That's all it says.
That's all it says?
Y'all need Jesus.
All right, y'all need Jesus.
I have another one that says, feeling single, drinking double.
I have a baseball tee that says, still crazy after all these beers.
That's good.
I like
That's
to drink
good.
In that.
I like it.
I got whiskey and yoga. I got a T-shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You've never yoga'd before, though.
No, not yet. I'm going to.
Okay.
Yeah. Aaron's going to have us yoga.
Now, Aaron's going to have you do Tai Chi.
I would love to do Tai Chi.
I know. You really need it for your balance, clearly.
Yeah. I'm taking the ice from my vodka drink and putting it on my toe.
I think it's too late for that.
Yeah.
If you're going to ice anything, it probably should have been a while
Thanks,
ago.
Jeff.
I'm just giving you my medical advice.
Yeah, let's numb it before we have to cut it. That's probably best.
Have you ever had anything that badly bruised?
After a knee surgery. I have the picture after I pulled the wrap off.
Oh, that's right.
It's delicious.
You know what? And I've been walking around here all morning, all day.
Yeah, you're going to need to take a day off tomorrow.
That's just going to be.
Or maybe Thursdays and Fridays. That'd be good, too.
Or maybe every other week through the end of the year. Oh.
I've had my ego bruise before after a couple of breakups, but that's about it.
I don't bruise, you guys. I'm telling you, I don't bruise.
I don't. That's not true.
Where have you seen me bruised?
Booty.
Shut up. There's no way.
Dennis. Damn.
I don't think so. I mean, you know what? To be honest, where I bruise the most is I run into desk corners. And so, like, my thighs have these little...
Yeah,
I've
true.
Had those little bruises before, but that's it.
I was on a...
I don't fall much.
I was on a roll with my elbow, running into doors with my elbow.
I fall up the stairs sometimes.
With short... It's short time of year, and with cargo pants, do you ever grab a loop on a...
Oh, speaking of going down.
Oh, no.
Cooler down! Oh, that cooler.
Every time, this
Did
is the
break?
Third one.
Did it break?
60 beers in that cooler.
Whenever a cooler goes down, Everyone goes just ooh, oh, and yeah. then boos.
I'm no, everybody, oh, the cooler's down. And then they went, ooh, she doesn't have any teeth. Jess. I'm not kidding. Ready? Look at the girl in the pink. Told ya. And she may or may not be, well, that might be beer belly or pregnant. I'm not sure.
But that I don't know
that big gulp styrofoam cup is
that's not a big I think that's
and a fanny pack get it sister
oh my goodness get it. Yeah, we apologize. There's a lot of pauses during this podcast because we're kind of just
there's so much
stopping
to look
and
at.
Staring there's literally
there's
150
so much
people right
at.
In front of us and in 10 seconds it'll be another 150 people.
If you took the patriotic clothing choices out here today, could you imagine how big of a flag you could probably make?
Look at that guy. That shirt doesn't fit. Or do I? Oh my gosh. Am I like not wearing the right color or the right size clothing?
I tend to wear shirts that are fitted. I don't like to wear shirts that are
snug.
Loose. Snug. But also, I don't know. There were some women hanging around the B&T broadcast this morning that could have used a little more fabric on their shirts.
Right. And what fabric was there? They were like rallying the troops to hold together, right?
I don't know. It was weird. It was the weirdest thing.
I don't
thing.
Get that.
A lot of stuff.
Okay,
so
I'm not going to lie to you. That toe has me concerned. It is black on that one side.
What are you going to do?
There's nothing you can do about it.
Broken
you just gotta,
toe is a broken toe, brother.
You just got to drink. You just got to drink that vodka. Mm-hmm.
Drink that toe away, baby. But I mean, how many times? Mm-hmm. How many times can you break the same toe?
She has no idea we're standing here looking at her.
I don't
she's on the phone.
I think she's from Australia or something, right? Those
yeah, those aren't.
It's Great Britain flag. Great Britain's like or Finland. I think it's Finland.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. No, she's got Olympic Nike flip flops on, British. What do
right.
they say? Pants. And then a Stars and Stripes t-shirt and some sunglasses.
Some sunglasses, yeah, up top.
Yeah, yeah.
Wrong holiday.
Yeah. No, Memorial, I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Memorial Day people were
It
back,
is, but
right?
it feels like more like a,
you
she's
know what,
early
I think,
for July 4th.
Here's what I think.
I feel that
think,
way,
Chick?
Too.
I think Memorial Day.
I need to look up what Memorial Day is. Memorial Day.
For all the, in memory of veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice.
And so they're,
in wars.
So they're
so
past.
So I think, in my
past.
Book, in my book, Memorial yes. Day is more patriotic than July 4th.
Okay.
Because July 4th's one thing. We signed the Declaration of Independence,
and it's like,
right?
It's like, how many guys signed that?
Right. You know, and that's a bunch of rich British guys.
Die. Protecting anything.
Benjamin Franklin up to his ears in poon, right?
Yeah. I think that's debatable.
No, he what? Really?
No, I didn't think he got down like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he got down both the ways.
Wait a minute.
All I'm saying is Pence wouldn't be a fan today.
Let me talk to the one of us who was most recently in college. Hello, Jeff Herbert.
Hello, Chick McGee. What are we talking about, huh?
Benjamin Franklin, bisexual, yes or no?
Oh, Benjamin Franklin was a very curious man. Bi curious.
Him and Thomas Jefferson.
Stop it.
That's not a joke.
Don't know
that's
about Thomas Jefferson.
But you're certain on
Well, Thomas Jefferson, are you saying he went bi which way? Bi race or sexual?
No, I thought he did all the things.
He went hard always.
And wasn't Ben Franklin, like, speaking of, what? Of he was hip deep in STDs.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's Beethoven. How do you think Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity? He was he hooked up with a dude, and he's like, electricity. Nope. Okay. All right. I'm drunk.
Is that how peril for the D is?
The dude and electricity. That's what he just said.
And what president, Jeff? What president was Benjamin Franklin? What number?
He wasn't a president, Jason.
Oh, very good. We got a smart one on our hands.
You know, don't try to trick. Jeff Vibbert, what would you do for me, Jeff?
I would die for you, Mr. McGee.
Damn right he would. And don't anybody ever forget that. Okay, I'm gonna compare
why Ben Franklin was a babe magnet.
Is that on Google?
Yeah.
What did you type in to get that?
Ben Franklin sexuality.
Oh, wow.
What did you type in?
Ben Franklin sexuality.
What you got?
I'm looking.
What's the worst injury you ever had, Jeff Vibbert?
I broke my back one time.
Are you kidding me?
It sounds a lot cooler than it was. It was a stress fracture, and I was carrying too many books in my backpack, so it was a gradual overtime fracture.
Did everyone hear that? It was a stress fracture. He was carrying too many books in his backpack.
So basically, he was a puss.
No, that's a legit that's exactly concern. Right. Like, even there's kids, my elementary age kids, that I'm like, damn, that's a lot of books.
Yeah, no. My I separated my shoulder like Chick one time, but I was doing a somersault, which, again, is not a very cool injury. But I tried to tell people Marines do somersaults into buildings sometimes.
They do.
Yeah, with their guns out.
But this is all going away because of iPads. Well, kids aren't bringing school books home anymore.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, that is true. So,
what's your worst injury, Jess?
My worst injury? I've never broken a bone. Never had a cast of any sort.
A broken heart.
A broken heart is my... No, that I break hearts. I don't get broken.
Atta girl.
Damn!
Cold-blooded.
I remember I was making my bed. I was in high school, and I was making my bed, and...
And is this a euphemism?
No, I was really literally making my bed, putting the sheets on my bed, and I had this, like, excruciating pain in my foot, and I fell into the hallway being, like, a 17-year-old girl, and I was like, oh, my God, I broke my foot. I was crying.
Way dramatic.
Yeah, I was crying. My dad came upstairs, and I'm laying on the ground, and he grabs my foot, and he was like, bending it, and he was like, no, you just have a Charlie horse. Quit being so lazy and do something. And that was about it.
My grandfather, my mom's dad, remember what I'm saying here, my mom's father, I went up to him and I said, Grandpa, my arm hurts so bad. And he looked at me, I remember this like it was, I was maybe 8 or 9 years old. And he goes, well, you know why it hurts? And I'm like, no, why? And he goes, you've got a bone in it.
And you freaked
and
out.
And I freaked out.
How old?
Like 8 or 9.
Where was your education?
Uh-huh. London City Schools, London, Ohio.
As smart as he is now, it took a minute.
It took
him a minute to catch up.
I try to learn a word a day. I get the calendar. And
you got a word a day calendar?
I got a word a day calendar.
What's your word a day? Oh, they send it to. It's an app. It's not a calendar.
It's an app. Yeah, I don't have a calendar. No, no one has calendars anymore.
I have a puppy calendar in my office.
We know.
And one of the puppies. Where is she, by the way?
She's at home right now. So we need to wrap this up soon.
Is she really? Oh, she's gonna make a mess in her cage.
She'll be fine.
She's got free range.
When could she go to puppy school?
She's on hardwood.
And what just happened to her?
She got spayed and her hernia removed.
She had a hernia? What'd you have her lifting?
She was helping me move. She helped me move into my apartment. She's a working dog, all right? Get a job. Don't be lazy.
How old is she? 12 weeks?
She's 5 months. 12 weeks, yes.
No, 20 weeks.
20 weeks, yeah.
Okay, whatever she's going to say.
Wait, can she go to puppy daycare with your dogs?
I don't know why not. Well, she has to get all checked out and everything. Well, no, she can, though, now.
She's got a rabies shot now, yeah. Right?
She has a...
Except for the cone over her head.
She has a massive cone on her head. She's fine. She's in the kitchen, so she won't make a mess.
But that would be great because if they went with Chick's dogs, the three of them are buddies now.
Oh, they're best
buddies
friends.
For life.
All Nora talks about is how she gets to hang out with the older girls, and she's like, when am I going to be able to do that again?
When is Mrs. Monkey going to trounce all over me like I'm not even there, like I'm a puddle?
When am I going to be herded by Ruby again?
What do I do about Monkey jumping up on people when they come over? I don't know what the hell to do about that.
I think you might need some professional help.
Yeah.
Get somebody in there to give you some advice.
Because she never does it with me. The most she does...
And I feel bad because she just gets excited to see us when we come over to the house.
And she's outgoing, and
she is.
Well, look at this gentleman here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Throwback to the '60s. That's got to be a wig, right? Right here.
Oh, yeah. That has to be a wig.
That's a wig, sir. He's got the fake tattoo arm sleeves on.
Should we just grab someone and just start talking to him? What do you think, Jess? You're my barometer for stuff like this.
Let's choose wisely.
Well, I don't care.
I trust no one here.
That's probably a good call.
That lady looks okay.
I'm kind of disappointed we didn't get into the the big buffet we got into last year. We didn't get in. I mean, we had tickets and everything. We just didn't. We didn't hang out.
Oh, here comes an ambulance.
Well,
did you call an ambulance for your toe?
Why is this humorous? Is
tweet Indy 500 911 and they'll come find you.
Is that true?
Boy, it sounds good.
That sounds good, because I feel like there's people that would use it. I have an uncle that calls 911 because he thinks it's a service. You should always call. They should be there for you. And if 911 can't help you.
Are you eating again?
Yeah. If 911 can't help you, 411 will.
Oh, this is about a pen. I stole from the Bob and Tom broadcast some turkey sandwiches, and I put them in my little bag. And the cheese has melted, so now it's a warm deli sandwich instead of a cold cut sandwich.
There's no mayonnaise on that, though, right?
No mayonnaise.
Someone else, who was it, said they liked gas station sandwiches like I do.
Oh, no, I don't get down with.
I want to say it was Maria Bamford.
I don't like gas station sandwiches. I used to like gas station corn dogs.
Oh, see, I don't know about that.
Hot dog, I need a hot dog right now.
Sandwiches are sealed in those little packages, right? Mm. They're shipped in from somewhere else. There's a date on them. You know, there's quality control.
It's like they're sterile. They came from some sort of medical facility.
Right.
And when you open it up, fresh
Circle
as a daisy.
Circle K Central.
Ooh, I got a good game.
What do we got?
Brawl or bathing suit top?
Brawl or what?
Brawl or bathing suit top? I got one right coming up right here.
White? Yeah. Is it white?
Yeah. Go both ways. If it ties in the back. Uh-oh.
No, it's a sports bra.
That's a bra.
That's a brawl. We got brawl. Ding, ding.
Is that
one
a brawl?
One for brawls. Yep.
Remember the episode of Seinfeld? Mm. Sue Ellen Mishkin. The Baby Ruth Baron wore her bra on the outside.
Braless wonder.
I want to go bra. I feel like if you can go braless anywhere as a woman, it should be here at the Indy 500.
I'm surprised you're wearing a bra today.
Really?
I was very surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
You are very surprised.
They stand.
I'm pretty
right
sure
up
that
there.
Old lady doesn't have a bra on or a swimsuit top under that shirt. But
where,
that's good.
One?
You do you, boo. You do you.
Which one?
The old one with the spiked white hair.
With the white hair?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see her boobies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, this is the guy I want to be one day. The guy in the green shirt, just totally unbuttoned.
Totally open.
He's wearing the short sleeve shirt.
But
totally
it's going to have a gold chain. I don't see a gold chain.
No gold chain. That's
shoes.
Me.
Well, we got shoes.
I don't know what age
Sperry
I'll...
shoes. Sperry's.
I don't know what age
sunglasses.
I'll do that, but it ain't now.
Look at the back of these guys here. What's the back of their little vest say?
Ecology. They're garbage guys. What? Trash
that's
guys.
That's what they call it now.
That's what they call them here or just sure. Everywhere? Where have I been?
Sanitation expert. I've seen that on the back.
Well, I'll be damned.
I don't know. I feel like with our brawl bathing suit game, we might have to wander into the infield.
By the way, my toe's gotten purpler since we've been talking.
It's the same. Uh-oh, there we go. Oh, it's quick.
Do I have a trouble? Wait.
Dropped his cooler. Hey, okay. I have that same cooler.
There's a game show. Hoosier or not?
Mm-hmm.
How do you answer this question? Do you have this
cooler?
Look at
those turkey legs, Jeffy.
What is it?
Turkey legs.
Those are bald eagles. Only places like this do turkey legs come out as red meat.
Uh-huh.
That's real
pink.
Red.
Real pink.
They must smoke them puppies.
It's smoked. Definitely smoked.
It's a little red. It's a little...
smoke.
A lot of... I've never been around so much...
A lot of cigarette smoke today.
I really didn't notice it until
I smelled a little J smoke earlier too.
A little joint smoke, a little marijuana,
some
jazz cigarettes.
I knew you called them something. I couldn't remember.
Jazz cigarette.
I don't know if I've met a more cultured 25-year-old.
See, but what time is it here as we're recording?
A little 2:15. After 2:00.
So where are all these people going now? Are they going home? Are they going back. Oh,
there's some practice and stuff. Pit stop contest. They just did an Indy Lights thing.
That sounds like Offset. Somebody go in. Woo!
Hey, kids, how you doing?
What is Indy Lights?
That's
it's half the calories of regular IndyCar.
It's the young guys.
It still tastes great.
Jason has a phone call.
Jason's taking a call.
Hello. Yeah, we're doing a podcast out here.
We're just in the midst of everybody.
Is that one of them?
A kid's 10 or something.
Is that one of them?
Yeah. So.
Should I stop talking about my toe and my injuries?
I mean, you can. We're gonna hear about it regardless if you do it now or later, man.
All right.
We're committed.
You know what?
We're a part of the fight. We're gonna. I know, right? Like, I need to rally.
Yeah, we need a rally, or
I'm
we need
have to start drinking or go home.
We need to start drinking hard or go home. That's exactly right.
Drink hard or go home.
Damn! Don't you think these little lemons look like little boobies?
Yeah. Real sexy boobies.
Real sexy boobies.
Anything more than a mouthful is a waste.
That's right. That's what I've heard.
Who was that, Jason?
It was my wife.
That was the old ball and chain?
I haven't seen her in like 2 days, so yeah. She's been gone. And now I'm gone.
I wonder how many relationships I would have saved had I employed the, I haven't seen him for 2 days. Probably be right exactly where I am.
I like this a lot.
As we're here, people watching at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Carbon.
It's a great podcast, us people watching.
What is the...
No, time the fuck out. Look at this hair.
Camo.
Flush haircut right here.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Beautiful. That mullet is 30 years old.
Okay, I was going to... What? That's his friend. We're not going to cause any trouble.
No, he's bald.
Here's the thing. What is the style right now? What is cutting edge?
Here, I'm going to have to pass the mic off to our good friend Jeffy in his 20s. He'll be able to tell us.
Say that again.
What's the style for a men's haircut?
It's the faded on the sides and long on the top.
Shorter on the top, longer. Shorter on the sides, longer on the top.
Yeah.
So the mullet is out, right?
It's always been out, I think.
I don't think they just ran a great piece on. Don't hit my toe. They just ran a great piece with Barry Melrose on ESPN about the history of the mullet.
Barry Melrose has a legendary mullet.
Hoffa, you ever have a mullet?
I would say I had a borderline one in high school. Borderline.
Was it a full-blown mullet?
No, it just kind of was, you know, you kind of let your hair go and the back gets long.
Right.
And
I want to say I
then
had
you
a
realize
mullet.
I probably should cut my hair.
I want to say I you know, Jerry had a mullet.
Essentially Jerry Seinfeld, yeah.
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 A lot of those episodes.
Yeah, I bet he's here for the concert.
But I don't know if that's a mullet or if that's just long hair, right?
I think Jess is going to go get him. Okay, hold, take this.
Oh no. Oh no. Somebody get
I'm
getting
a chair.
Get a mic on him. Here we go. We're going to interview a gentleman here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway that we just watched walk by. He has the most interesting hairstyle we've had seen in a long time. What's your name, sir?
My name is Mike Schaefer.
Hi, Mike. I'm Chick. How are you, sir?
Chick from Q95?
Yep.
Oh,
Chick McGee.
Wow.
Yep.
I know Don Stuck. Yeah.
You're not from New Pal, are you?
No.
You know where New Pal is,
yes,
though, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now, are these guys your friends
yes,
out here?
Yes, they are.
All right. Okay. You know, we've been looking for a name for the new podcast. How about the Kids Club?
Yeah, there you go.
The Kids Club. So now, Mike, our question was, what's the deal with your hair? I am... No, I'm intrigued. I'm somewhat jealous that you can grow hair. Look how thick that is.
At my age, yeah.
I don't know about your age.
Well, I'll be 54 next month.
All right.
No way.
Yes.
No
kidding. I got a driver's license in my back pocket.
You look like you're in your mid-30s.
Thank you.
Yeah. So is that a... Have you had that same hairstyle for a while?
For 30 years.
The same?
Yes, I have.
Oh, man, what do you do, Mike?
I'm a machine operator for Hostess.
Oh,
yeah, don't
my
hold that against me.
God, could you? No, I love Hostess.
I feel like Chick just found his new best friend.
I got some Suzy Q's in my truck.
Damn!
Yes! You got the hookup now.
Heck yeah. Hell yeah. So do you have to, are there regulations? You got to tie your hair up?
Now, ponytail it, hairnet, hard hat.
No man buns.
We don't do that.
Okay. Yes. All right. Yes. So how many 500s have you been to? Or carb days, I guess, today?
I haven't missed them. Actually, I used to help set up the stages for them on my summers with a buddy of mine that still does it. Just too much of an overload getting older. I can't work 100 hours
well,
a week
no more.
So.
Right. You're over there at the Hostess factory.
Yes.
Putting stuff in your pockets.
Yes.
As you,
yes.
Now, didn't Hostess lose the Twinkie a few years ago?
No, we didn't lose it. Actually, what happened, the company shut down.
Help me with this.
And, I got screwed out of a pension that I was only a year and a half from getting.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have been able to retire this year. I'm with a new Hostess company.
Oh, okay.
Union machine operator, but we have a different pension, and I got screwed pretty good out of I would have retired this summer, actually, and that's not going to happen.
I can never
retire.
Oh, man. So, I know that feeling.
So I'm getting paid for today, though. This is a floating holiday.
That's right.
Yes.
Right? You get
that's
paid
right.
for carb day.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Oh, well, they're honking at you, Mike. They know you. All right. Well.
So did you grow up here in Indy?
Yes, I did. Well, from the age of 12. My father was in the Air Force, so I lived all over till I was 12, and then I moved here.
No kidding.
My father retired here.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you have the most interesting hairstyle we've seen all day
today.
It's
my tribute to Farrah Fawcett, my love of my life.
Well, you've nailed it. Thank you, brother, for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, you too.
What a sweet guy.
Wow,
he's just a happy go guy.
His teeth were amazing. Did anyone else notice that?
Yeah,
he had very nice teeth.
They were absolutely perfect.
Give her that mic.
You know I'm a mouth mic, mic to mouth toucher.
What happened?
I don't know. That was good. That was a good call. Jason was like, we should have him. And I was like, yeah, very nice.
Sweet guy.
Mike
sweet
is very
guy.
Nice. Very sweet guy. Very sweet
very
guy.
Nice man with unbelievable hair. He said he was over 50.
55? Is that what he said?
54.
54 years old. Looks good.
And has that same
rock star.
They're calling him rock star now.
Yeah.
He was on the podcast.
Yeah.
That's right. I think we should talk to one of the ladies wearing the bras. And that's where you come in. You're going to have to be our go.
We need a lady before we go.
I need a lady. You need a lady to talk.
I think Jeff's got to pick it
I
out,
feel
though.
Jeff, yeah, do make Jeff do it.
If I go up and talk, they'd get too shy. They'd be like, I can't. Okay, all right.
Yes, it's me. I know. It's like a panda. What did
she
say?
She said you're so cute.
So cute. Did you say I was so cute?
Come here. She said if she wasn't married.
What are you doing? Go say hi.
Yeah, come through here.
Be polite.
You know people
don't
are here.
Don't be a dick.
Chick is being instructed to be polite.
You talk on the microphone. All right. Hi there. You and your cooler have a seat. Hi, what's your name? Hi, Peggy. Margaret, is that right?
No, fuck that. It's Peggy.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, fuck that. Peggy, what do you do, Peggy?
I am in customer service.
No kidding.
But I listen to you every morning, dude.
Stop.
For years.
Do you listen to the podcast ever?
Sometimes, but I'm really busy with the kids, so I don't get much time for podcasts.
Ooh, how many kids do you have?
Just two. But they really fucking my social life.
That's true. How many carb days you been to?
I can't say. I don't know.
Over 10?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't really
know.
But it's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah. Are you? I see you're drinking and you have a cooler.
I am. Well, my husband used to live right across the street the Fourth Turn.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
We were big fans.
Did you sell your front yard for parking?
Well, the landlord did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So are we podcasting now?
We are.
Yeah, we're recording it, and then we're going to release it later.
I'm glad it's not light because you had to beat me.
You'd have to beat me.
No, we don't. We cuss. They cuss.
Okay.
We wanted to ask you, actually, we've noticed, we've been sitting here for about an hour, and we've been noticing the, I don't know if it's a new trend or what, but first of all, evidently mullets are back in a big way for men.
That is the worst.
And secondly, women, there are a couple ladies wearing their bras for tops.
No. What's worse are the knee socks to the knee. What the hell? These kids wearing knee socks to the knee.
These damn kids.
That's awful. Is that a trend?
There's a girl mullet. Girl mullet.
Not a girl mullet.
Right there. See her?
Girl mullet right there. Business in the front. Party in the back.
It's called a fashion mullet, not a girl mullet.
Yeah. No mullets
allowed. Would you ever wear, no matter how beautiful the bra, would you ever wear just a bra as a top?
Not anymore. I'm too fucking old for that. Maybe right. Back in the day, but not anymore.
I don't know what the problem is with your language, but
I know, right?
I'm shocked at these words. Just, and
it's adult beverages.
Have you been here all day? Or
pretty
you
much.
Get, yeah, got here yeah. early morning.
I was listening
this morning.
To you guys this morning.
Really?
Yeah. So
oh, man.
Sadly,
that was a long
yeah.
time ago.
But we gotta stay for Journey. So
right. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So are you born and raised Hoosier?
Yes.
Yeah. Where from?
Southern Indiana.
Where in Southern Indiana?
It's called Lagodi.
Lagodi?
Yeah. Southern Indiana, Lagodi. It's a small town. Okay. 2,000 people total.
I grew up in Bedford.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It looks like Lugudi.
It does look like Lugudi, but it's not.
What do you guys think of Damon Bailey?
Damon Bailey was awesome back in the day. I mean, you know.
Didn't you go to high school with Damon Bailey?
Yeah, he was a year older than me.
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, he's a hell of a ball player.
Didn't you take him to school one time, though?
No, I didn't do any of that.
All right.
That's awesome. I have to tell, though, Bedford North Lawrence girls, you might have guessed I played basketball because I am tall, but the Bedford North Lawrence girls, the year they won the state, we had to play them in sectionals.
What year was this?
I.
Early 80s?
Yes.
Yeah, that year.
Yeah, early 80s. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it was fun. You know, it's a good memory. Yeah. So, you know, we lost, but.
Well, thank you for stopping by and
yelling
at me.
I do think you're cute, chick. I really do.
I get that a lot.
I know, you know, you don't have a good history with the whole marriage thing, but, you know, I still think you're cute. It's awesome.
Well, that's a lot to do with my personality, so I think that's the problem. Okay, bring it in. Thank you. Thank you very much for stopping by.
There's a lot of nice people out here, don't you think, Jeff?
We haven't gotten anybody who cussed us out yet. Bunch this is exciting.
Pieces of garbage.
It's very exciting.
These garbage people.
What? What happened?
What? Huh?
Okay.
I blacked out for a second.
Wants
sorry.
To fight. I don't know what that's all about.
This whole thing is pretty much a carnival without the rides, right? I mean, it's kind of what this feels like.
I guess I forgot that Journey's playing at like 3:30. I guess. Are we staying for that?
No.
God what? No. God no.
Yeah, I didn't see Journey when they were first time through. I don't think.
Rumor is Steve Perry's here.
No.
That's the rumor.
Who
Steve
said?
Steve Perry's
who
coming
said?
Back right Stop today. It. Steve Perry's coming back.
Copter just brought him in.
Yep. He's landing. He's going to bick that the little
that
Filipino.
Real, is that the thing?
Yeah, the Filipino kid's out.
She's.
I'm telling
let
you.
Let me tell you something. Well, I'm.
We ran into our good friend Laura Steele.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She was very excited.
And
about
I think that she. She may have dropped a little hint. Maybe Steve Perry's here.
We saw a bunch. We saw Laura Steele. We stopped in and said hi to Dan Dockich. We've had a great day here at the Speedway. What have you guys been doing?
I touched a girl's leg today. That was kind of cool.
I can't believe you haven't asked me about my day. I got to sit in a Chevy Bolt here, with a B.
Jason.
Yes, chick.
What happened today? As far as you're concerned.
Thank you for asking, chick. I got to sit in a
Chevy Volt.
It's Bolt with a B.
No, it's a Chevy Volt.
Yeah, I know, but that's the current car, and they have a new car coming out at the end of this year called the Chevy Bolt.
Really?
It's all electric.
Is the Volt's not all electric?
It is partially electric. It has a gasoline backup. Basically as a generator for the battery,
but gets great mileage, and you don't have to use gas that much. I love electric vehicles.
Did you know that the problem initially with the Chevy Volt, and this is one of my favorite things because I love words and the way public relations companies fashion things for the consumer to accept. The problem with the Chevy Volt was that there were too many thermal incidents.
Yes.
At the beginning of the research with the batteries, that means that they were catching on fire.
The battery was catching on fire. Yes.
A thermal incident is what happened.
But here's my thing about when you complain about batteries occasionally catching on fire, everybody else's car is full of what?
Gasoline.
Combustible liquid that could explode the moment.
You are one of these...
realists?
No, you're an electricity... you're a zealot. That's what you are.
Yeah, that's right.
You're a zealot.
I'm with Jason. You've seen action movies. You're driving down the road, and then you get a sniper bullet right in your gas tank. Pff, done.
If you hit a Chevy Volt like that, nothing will happen. Nothing. You'll just go, zero.
Yeah, that's it. not much fun in an action movie.
No. Yeah, that's probably true.
But no, I did get to sit in one. I wanted to thank Hillary, who was very kind and knowledgeable about the Chevy Bolt. And it will probably be my next car.
And a total hottie.
Total hottie.
Damn!
She likes the Bolt. And the Chevy Volt.
And the Chevy Volt.
Getting windy.
Well, it's... well, there you go. That's the show for this week. Thanks for listening to the Off the Air podcast.
I'm ready to go home.
2016 Carb Day here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Done.
Let's go home.
Jess?
Yeah.
Jason?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Yep.
Good night, everybody!
Hey, this is the fun guy of the podcast, Jeff. Ho-ho! Don't go away. We've got 20 minutes of podcast left. Please don't use that.
Here's the podcast. It's on its way. It's coming. Jeff just screwed it up, and I'm not editing that. It's going in.
That's fine. I've said worse.
His wife, Mo, is 2 years younger than me and graduated with my brother. But so she's at home. Like this time, this is her second child. So she decided to be a stay-at-home mom. She doesn't work outside of the home. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of bizarre. She has a... So their baby was born in February.
Oh, yeah.
Ish.
So point being, your age and they have a baby.
My age and they have a baby. Yeah. And then I have...
Well...
I have... You know the Menendez mm-hmm. twins outside, and they're great.
My thought on kids, this is totally blown out of the water with Tom Griswold. So I don't.
It doesn't matter.
Anything's possible.
How old? So let's just.
He'll be dead. That's just, the answer is he'll be dead.
But how old was he when Sammy was born?
Oh, he was.
Sam?
Yeah.
I can figure this out.
40?
Were you around when Sam was born?
No, I was around when Charlie.
Sam was a toddler. Okay.
Charlie was born...
Charlie's a baby.
Charlie was born in 95.
Oh, wow, okay.
So Sam was born in what, 90 or whatever?
Sam was born in... 89.
I was going to say 88, 89, yeah.
Griffin was born in...
Griffin was born in 91, yeah.
91, Ellie was 93, so, mm-hmm. but Sam was the first, no, yeah, so Toby, Toby was the first one of
so
all
Tom
of them.
Tom was so. Only like, he was like 30.
Oh, Toby's older than Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tom was like 35, 36, something in there.
And back then, that was considerably older than most people,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, and right now, it's people have kids when they're 36. I don't know. I've beat myself up for so long for having kids when I was 22 and 24, but now I have
kids.
You
should stop that sentence with "I've beat myself up for so long."
Yeah, in general, in life, that's what I do.
Stop.
Yeah, you're right, and I have, and I am. I've been doing some soul searching, y'all. And
well, you need to get the flashlight out and some dogs and.
Really?
What is this on? Hello.
Really?
I was Ouch. Looking for my soul, and I got bit by one of the dogs.
Ouch.
And I
said, so okay. I. But with that said, now that I'm I'm going to, you guys, I don't know if you know this, and Addie reminded me this morning, it's mommy's birthday month.
The whole month.
The whole month. And I take advantage of it because my birthday is not till June 29th.
Well, this is a big year, though, right?
I only really do this because Jason hates shit like this.
This is a big year, yo, right?
I don't even really like to celebrate my birthday. It's not that big of a deal. I love to host. Mm-hmm. And so I love to celebrate other people's birthday, which I was cleaning out my desk because I have to bring the computer to you.
Right.
And guess what I found? Your birthday present and your birthday card.
From what year?
From this year.
Oh, okay.
Yes, from this year. I have your birthday gift and your birthday card.
What is going on?
Somebody's picking up the trash.
It's a dump truck.
It's Mr. Davidson of Harley.
Every time.
Yeah.
See,
you
can't do. Yep, when it's Dwell, trash truck.
When Dwell Magazine.
But it's not Chick's Trash Day.
You're not on the city?
No.
Monday.
You're rogue?
He switched.
You go rogue?
Monday.
Private. Your own?
Ray. I
Private
went with Ray.
Corporation.
You're already paying for it.
He's the green trash can. Everybody else on the street. Him and one other person is the green trash can.
I don't
everybody
understand.
Else is
you're already paying
blue.
For that, right?
No.
Within your wastewater bill, it's all in there.
No, this is different for. I live in the country, y'all. I don't know.
Y'all.
No.
See, she said y'all.
We make it. It's a part of our HOA. Mm. We went in as a. It's like collective bargaining, motherfucker.
Since you love to host for your birthday.
Oh, here we go.
I'm thinking about having a party.
You should make some lasagna.
Oh.
I don't know. Lasagna in June.
Time the.
I've made
out.
A mental note not to ever say the word lasagna again.
Jeffrey,
so.
Did you too? Charles, Jeffrey.
No. Huh.
I'm going to use the whole names here.
Uh-oh.
Jeffrey Marie and and Charles Marie. Uh-uh. Did you two collaborate before I got here and talk about lasagna?
Uh-uh.
No.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. So here's what I got. Instead, I've been trying some new meat marinades.
I've got some new meat.
Yes.
New
meat.
And I have a really great cilantro lime pork marinade.
No. Go easy on the cilantro.
No,
go
listen.
Go easy on the lime.
You would be surprised.
Oh, that's right. You don't know.
In my defense, I tried it once. M&A loved it. Morty and Audrey loved it. And I feel like Max is going to change his name to Morty if you keep doing stuff like this. But I think that you guys would be surprised. So what I think is since now we were in the front room studios, and our front room studios have a grill on the back deck.
A great grill.
A new grill. You just bought a new grill that I marinate some meat for a couple of days, and then I bring it here, and we cook it for lunch, and then we do the podcast. How do you guys feel?
That sounds amazing.
Absolutely. Okay. Doesn't sound like lasagna to me.
Yeah, it's not lasagna, though.
Okay,
yeah.
Lasagna is not summer food.
Thank
you. So
you
assholes are going to have to wait.
I'm with you.
Lasagna is a year-round food.
No, for
Thank
our...
Thank you.
Being from an Italian family, I make lasagna at Christmas. We have a huge Italian meal at Christmas.
I can't wait that long.
No, me either.
You know what, Jeffy? I got some to-gos. I could make you like the foil-wrapped individual lasagnas and put them in your freezer, and you can have them whenever you want.
So you're just going to show up into my apartment and put them in my freezer?
No, I'm going to bring them here.
Oh, okay. That'd be amazing. Yeah.
You're going to make an entire lasagna, cut it up for him,
uh-huh.
And he basically once a month he can have a lasagna.
He can have a lasagna as needed.
In Holland, they have a holiday where they leave their wooden shoes out by the door and they put candy in it.
It's called Christmas.
Christmas. If I could leave some wooden shoes out by the door and you could put lasagna,
you put lasagna
in
it,
that'd be amazing.
I was trying to think, how do you know about the Jesse Prosser Hooker lasagna? And it's because you house sat, dog sat for Chick one time when I made a lasagna.
Is it not amazing?
I dog sat and Chick goes, hey, by the way, there's leftover lasagna in the fridge. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll have a little bit.
I'm shocked he even offered that up.
I am shocked too. That
I
means he
took
must
it with me.
Really like you.
If I didn't, if I hadn't been on a plane that weekend, I would have taken the lasagna with me.
Mm-hmm. That's how much you care about the lasagna because you didn't want that lasagna to go to waste.
Yeah.
You guys think he wants us to get back together, but he really just wants my lasagna.
Yeah, whatever you want to call that.
Okay, how do you guys feel about vegetarian lasagna?
It's good. It's fine. It's a different...
It's not the equivalent. It's got a white sauce.
You just have to, yes.
It's a different thing.
I do white sauce, but I also do zucchini noodles as opposed to. You want to try?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, God.
See,
I'll tear that up.
I feel like this side of the front room is a little more progressive than that side.
They're the back side.
Let the record show Vibbert and I are on the back side. Yes. Those two are on the other side.
Yes. I haven't eaten for 2 weeks.
No,
you give me vegetarian lasagna? No.
I've had people, when we've talked about the lasagna before, that have been like, can you share your recipe? No. You never share your lasagna recipe. You don't share that.
Is that just because it's lasagna or any really good recipe?
If I feel like I have perfected the recipe, I will not share it.
Can I ask this?
Yes.
Do you make your own tomato sauce, marinara, whatever you call it?
I do.
You make your own.
I make my own
batch of that, becomes part of it.
If I don't make it from scratch, which I don't consider this from scratch, if I use canned tomatoes.
Right, right.
But if I use fresh tomatoes, and I don't even mean fresh tomatoes from Marsh or Kroger. I mean fresh tomatoes from the farmer's market, fresh tomatoes. That's the only time I will call it homemade. But here's the thing. I use homemade, and I think I need to talk to our good friend Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to can.
Oh, yeah, we can every year. We just planted 50-some tomato plants Sunday.
At the dentist?
Monday. Yeah, there and my
house. Oh, you bring us tomatoes, right?
Romas, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jason,
those are the ones you make, you can.
Absolutely.
And I think make good
sauce. They make the best sauce. Yeah. I agree.
Sauce. Yep.
I agree.
Good sauce.
Good sauce. So, Jason plants his community, like friendly community garden at my dentist's house.
Correct. He has a bunch of land and we have a big garden out there.
Yes. And so.
Good job, Dad.
Say that again. What?
Okay, well, unless he's on our insurance plan, Jeffy, I can't go to him.
I'm enjoying cheese balls.
I don't care for this setup today. Okay?
You don't like it?
Why, no, because he got a new chair, and he's just relaxing like he's watching a TV show.
No.
He's not participating. He's over there eating.
I am participating. I participated with the dog bite. Remember the dog bite?
Yeah.
Oh, that was what you brought to the show today?
I'm still dealing with the
Jeffy,
dog bite.
Jeffy, what'd you bring to the show
today?
But
how's your L5 lumbar feel in that chair?
It's the L7.
L7, the lowest.
The L7 is amazing in this chair.
I don't like it when you use that voice.
He's falling asleep.
No, you don't like this voice.
He keeps
voice.
Leaning
no,
back.
Don't like.
I don't mind the Charles Manson voice.
You don't like this voice, man. Say, I don't. You don't like this voice.
You should do that for a job.
How you doing, man? What's up, brother? This is Charles Manson for Jason Hofstetter's insurance.
You'd have
to be crazy to have any other insurance.
Does Charles Manson really sound like that?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
He really does.
I feel like I'm going to have to look it up now.
He's comically embellishing it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can't help you, man. You're still out there in the real world. You want to come join me? It's fine.
Acting.
Jeffy, what do you have to bring to the podcast
Well,
today?
I brought a whole conversation about birds. Birds!
What about that birds? What are you talking nervous. About birds?
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the next one, because it's going to get heated.
No, let's do it the next time. No,
next
this
time?
Thing is 2 hours long right now.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's provided that the Speedway recording works.
Correct.
It'll be fine. I have for the next podcast, bought a new book. I bought it, actually.
We're going to have to amp this up. You know that, right?
What? What do we have to amp up?
More episodes a week. You know
Yeah,
that.
I know. I got
oh, absolutely.
I just hired a nanny today. I'm ready, boys.
Who?
Her name's Kelly. Kelly the nanny.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Oh!
Said that out loud!
Go ahead. What? You got a book?
So I got, actually, I just went to the bookstore. I got some books. But I got...
For one, I'm excited.
But my new one is, it tells you about yourself based on the day you were born. So based on your birthday, it's going to share some...
Based on a general day of the week or the exact day?
The exact day that you were born.
Tuesday.
I was born in the year of our Lord.
November 26th, 1957.
I know. Where I was born in the year of our Lord, June 29th, 1981.
What day was that?
It was a Tuesday or a Monday. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait to hear all of that.
When were you born, Jeffy?
August 26th.
Also,
what day was that?
Also, the birthday of my very first boyfriend, Brian Webster, when I was in middle school.
Oh, Bri.
I know.
You know, I'm alarmed that you, all your benchmarks in your life are boyfriends.
Yeah, well, maybe we should dive into that one day. Oh, my gosh.
Jeff.
Sorry, guys.
Jason Marie, your birthday is April.
Yes.
13th.
Yes.
1970. Six. Is that right?
No, you're way off.
Really?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
You just said it.
April 13th, 1973.
73. Yeah. You know what? A lot of things happened in 1973.
Monday, June.
Probably more.
I hear all kinds of stuff.
Really?
Back in 73.
Tear really? Down that wall.
No,
Monday.
No, that was 81.
Yeah.
Read it and weep.
Monday 29th, June
1981.
June 29th, I was a Friday the 13th before there was Jason screwing it up.
Hey, time out. Charles has a grandson birthday
on,
or daughter.
A Friday
daughter. 30th? No, his daughter's birthday is on April the 13th.
Oh, yeah. No, July 13th.
Wah, wah.
Friday, July 13th, yeah.
You have a grandson born on April the 13th.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Oh, Dylan. My gosh.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew he did. I knew. Sorry, I knew it was one.
And I love how he acknowledges, your, like, he's, yeah, I was right the whole time.
Right. No, but you, so both your daughters were born in July.
Ellie was born in
July.
Yeah, July 27th.
Oh, my God. End it.
I don't even I've talk had, to these children, and I know when their birthday
I've
is.
I've had a lot of Chick's Vodka, and today's podcast brought to you by Chick's Vodka.
Chick's Vodka.
Look for it at a liquor store near you. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a giant rollout, and I'm going to be doing bottle signings in your bathroom. So
you know what?
VIP. Everywhere.
I'm a VIP at Big Red Liquors, and that doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound good at all.
What do you mean a VIP? What is that?
They send me emails, and they say, hey, we have this really amazing.
Yeah, that's right.
We have a select number of this really amazing bourbon or this
really
great. I need
a pizza. Who wants a pizza?
Whichever.
I think they should be a VIP.
VID?
Very important drinker.
Drinker. Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Mm-hmm. Or a very important drunk.
So you can... Sure. Oh, well. Mm. So you can... So you buy this, you know, from a lot, from a good batch of bourbon or whiskey. And I haven't Or vodka. And I haven't opened any of them yet. I just keep them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we'll see. Because I plan on being a really, like, an A number one, you know, drunk when I'm old.
You just got a very good bottle.
Let me ask you a question.
Bourbon.
I did. Old bones, mm-hmm. I think.
Let's say I talk to Bobcat between now and tomorrow, and he wants us there at the show tomorrow night. What are you going to do?
Are you talking to me?
I'm looking right at you. Wait a minute.
Tomorrow's a Thursday.
I'm ripping my glasses off. What do you think of that?
Well, tomorrow's a Thursday, and Monday was a holiday, so trash day was moved to Friday. Yes, I can go.
This is amazing. Amazing.
You know, I wish just one time you'd take me seriously.
I am taking you very seriously, but I know when trash day moves because Karen next door, mm-hmm. she knows. She checks the trash schedule, and not
I've never
all,
looked it up. I've never
not holidays, but
would
I
you,
know.
Would you get a handle on when my recycling's due? I still am fuzzy about it.
See, my recycling is every week. You just put it on the opposite side of your driveway than your regular trash.
Mine's every other week, but
yours
we have
is
a
every
big,
other week?
But it's a big one.
But you know what? I want my trash people to know. I'm gonna follow the trash truck one day. Maybe this summer we're gonna pack a picnic. The kids and I are gonna get in the wagon, and we're gonna follow the trash truck. And I want to know, or the recycling truck, and I want to know if it's separate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming for you.
I remember wanting CGS. To be a garbage man.
Oh, my brother wanted
Plainly.
To be a garbage man so bad for the longest
Plainly.
Time.
Plainly, and it's not because of the old joke, I only work one day a week. No, that's not.
This.
I didn't know that was a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
The Simpsons episode where it's the garbage man came.
My brother wanted to be a garbage man, and I don't... Do you guys tip your garbage man at Christmas?
No, you don't really know who they are.
I write him a card.
You write him a card?
Yeah.
You're a liar.
I don't. Here's what I feel bad about
you
today.
You do?
Yeah.
You write them a card.
Well, back when I was at my old place.
Well, what about now? Oh, well, this is the first year
this
you'll
is my
be
first
there for
year.
Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you relocating if we move the studios? Are you going to get a new lease? You going to move somewhere?
Oh, no, I'll be a lot closer if we move
it to... He's in a good spot.
I'm in
a
great...
How do you know? Why do I not know about the new place? Everybody else knows but me.
You'll find out.
Because it's better.
You know. I'm kind of the name on the show. Okay?
You are the name on the show, and that is your only responsibility. Oh, the rest
Christ.
Of us take
thank
care
Christ.
Of the details,
well,
mostly Jason, and
you
then
know,
we bring them
you
to
know
you.
Know what, though? This is going to be a much bigger podcast after I'm...
Gone?
Gone, yeah.
Aw, are you dying?
You guys can...
what do you got?
I think we're all done.
We're all... We talked about this
happening. I might have rabies.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that?
Oh,
rabies?
If that's how
funny.
You went out, I can't wait to write your obituary. I get to
Who
write
gets it? To write it?
I do.
No, seriously.
Hands down, I
well,
do.
Well, look it up. Yeah, she's kind of in charge.
I kind
I
of.
Die.
I am.
Oh,
in, yeah.
It's going to be
legally. It's going to be the best funeral ever, and I'm sorry I'm going to miss it, but
and,
it's going to be really something.
Oh no, you'll be there, and it's invitation only.
That's a good idea, actually. That's a great idea.
No, it's not an idea. It's what's happening.
This half of the table will go before this half of the table.
Me and Vivert's going to...
Has there ever been an invitation-only
Vivert,
funeral?
These shoes are as old as you are. No, these are my
high-profile people.
Probably Michael Jackson.
I didn't even get to talk about my Yeezys or anything.
We'll put it on the list for next time.
We're going to need a whiteboard for lists of
yeah,
next
we
time.
Need to, like...
Well, we have Jeff a nice app. Yeah.
Jeff and I keep track of stuff.
Chick McGee at chickmcgee.com if you want to send us an email, or Jess at chickmcgee.com.
Stop.
Right?
I don't check that. Don't tell people to send stuff there.
Well, it's too late now.
I've been sending numerous emails to that.
No, you haven't. Hit me up on Instagram or what's the other one? Twitter.
This podcast is really going to get good, so hang in there.
Not like now.
Sorry about today.
Good night, everybody! Turn it up! Shoulder. Got my club jeans on and my car's in a ditch. Ain't that a bitch? My shoes in a garage and my socks are crew. I got my hands slipped back so I can check out shit. I got some nice shit to say and it sounds so good. You wanna write it down so when you're back in the hood, you can check back with it as you hit the pot, make sweet love to it all night. Up in the mud house over in the club, y'all, we getting crazy.